Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Say big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Bosa's, Barbosos. I don't know that. Which name? You know who shocked me with a black wife? Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk, but he been like that. You watch his interviews, it's
tell,
funny, bro.
Yeah, coming from Germany, he I said, never could said, tell.
Who's your childhood crush? Yeah. Foxy Brown.
Yeah, oh, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Bro. I said, oh. He been like that. He been like that. Dirk from day one. Dirk
I did not
like,
know that, bro.
Dirk was, like, Dirk was watching BET Uncut with us.
I mean, Germany, they like chocolate. You know what I mean? So why not people? Why not
he don't have
people?
The look.
He don't.
Yeah, he don't have the Kelsey. He don't have the Travis Kelsey.
Yeah. Travis, early Travis
Kelsey. But
that's
what's crazy, though, is like, you could Travis went from that, and then now he looked like a white dude.
Oh,
like depending
long,
on the haircut,
hair.
The mustache, he looked like a cop now.
Yeah, he went.
So you could look like that white guy, but all you gotta do is change your hair real quick, and you look like the other white guy, like real fast.
Travis Kelce looks like a dude married to a Taylor Swift fan.
Like,
he looks like the wife of the husband of a Swift.
Yeah, he used to have that look. He used to have that soul white brother look.
Yeah. Nice fade.
Earrings.
He's out there
ears.
Doing all the black dances. Now he's doing. He's a lion.
I wonder what that's like. Step. Just, you know.
Is that selling out, though, when you go back?
No, he's white.
He's Wait, going home.
He's going home, bro. Yeah.
It's got to be a form of selling out. Because you could have
been looking like a regular white dude.
Look at his brother. His brother's Jason Kelce.
You're right.
His brother's a plain mayonnaise-loving
white
dude.
But he's cool as hell, though. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? He's cool white, regular white.
Yeah.
But it make Travis look bad because it make it look like you was appropriate. Like
that's
you
what I'm saying.
Yeah. So.
And we know it.
I'm pretty sure he could have got the black girl who's with just being a regular dude.
I could tell they like black girls from the cereal they released. The all mixed cereal. They released a special Kelce cereal where it's like all the cereals mixed, all his favorite.
Hilarious.
Y'all ain't up on the cereal game anymore?
What they mixing, the good ones?
Yeah, it's like
you know we didn't graduate to oat brands
with,
and
like all yeah.
and all those that anything with oats and granola. That's where we at now, bro.
Y'all adding.
I'm still a honeycomb dude when I do it. I ain't had cereal hell alone.
But honestly, I don't eat cereal.
I had cereal.
But y'all rice milking it up in your cereal.
I don't eat cereal.
You say what?
You rice milking, almond milking, cashew milking,
oat milk,
baby.
Oat milk. I had dairy milking. I couldn't tell you how long.
I rice milk.
But I remember back in the day, it was vitamin D to the neck.
I never did. We were always 2%.
Y'all never did vitamin D?
We were always
2%. Who is it 2% also?
Yeah.
When we got 2%, I was like, this is like water. Give me the thick milk. The
but
thick
once you have vitamin D, you go
whoa,
like,
whoa,
that's
whoa,
what it was, bro.
Whoa,
vitamin D
no,
was thick.
Oh, that was as thick as what you
You love that
said.
Thick
it wasn't
D.
thick like that?
He was like, give me that thick D.
That thick white D.
That did not say nothing about
that. Thick and better.
Thick D down my throat.
I say nothing about the thick white D.
He's like, yeah, I got to have it. Straight to the throat.
Because,
that's wild.
Ah, why my cereal getting my eye?
That's crazy.
I don't need no glass.
Only person I've seen eat cereal with a towel.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Hot wet towel, bro. That's crazy.
Talk about pushing.
That's crazy.
He wiping the spoon off.
That's crazy. Taking second selfies, sending it out. It's wild. Bro.
That's something they should have been did, though.
Sending the milk companies.
This could be you. That's what they should have been did was mixed cereals, though. If you think about it.
I used to mix Frosted Flakes with Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's not a bad mix.
It was a good mix. It was a good
Super
time.
Super sweet, milk crazy good.
Oh, yeah.
But see,
Fruity Pebbles and some Cheerios.
I'm a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, dude. I don't feel like it can be mixed with stuff. You got to mix it with like the same like Honey Grams, which is a a direct competitor.
No, but that's what makes it better. There's, if you do double regular cinnamon? Cheerios with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you get that sweet and savory.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch with some honeycombs.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time.
That sounds like terrible.
That sounds like a good time.
I don't like it.
I liked honeycomb.
I don't like the different
honeycombs
textures,
Honeycombs are always expensive. Though.
But they were like that soft crunchy. I don't like that.
You have to eat them quick.
No, see, I never was a big fill my bowl up. I'm a little bit, eat it, a little bit, eat it. I didn't like soggy cereal.
More milk or more cereal?
More cereal. I didn't like hella... Hella soggy
I like
cereal.
Hella milk.
Because if it's sit, then it's just soggy.
We know.
I didn't like it that close. It was too close to me. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
You
got on me.
You got a spit on you.
He got on me. It was too close. He almost hit me.
I feel gross over here.
That was way too close.
Keon's ear.
I just yes and. All I did was yes and. I just owned it.
It was too close.
That was improv. Good improv, right? Yes and.
Sometimes it's too much. Yes and. Yes, no.
That right there let me know I couldn't be in no train, no orgy. That was too close. That was too close.
I don't right want no other man in the room.
No man parts.
Yeah, that's a lot. Good. That's a lot happening.
What if it's a really, really big room?
Craig has been here.
Way over there. That
Craig,
was close.
Craig's been here 4,000 square foot room.
That's different. But this is close. This is close.
Where you can hear him, but you can't smell.
Is there another door?
No, it's open space with random shadows.
This tells me Craig is smashed next to his uncles and sweets.
Nah.
Or cousins.
Nah.
He has been around family affairs.
Be lofts? Nah. Sweets? Lofts? Nah.
I just seen all Craig's sexual exploits right in that sentence.
He's like, no, seriously. Not all of them. If it's like a 4,000 square foot
big,
spot.
I don't care, but that was, it was, this is close. Well, you could touch. See?
Don't make me do it again.
Load the load up.
I can say he's locked and loaded.
Who's the one that said they wanted an R&B singer in the room while they had sex?
What?
That's not like a DC statement.
And someone tried to make a situation sound dope where we are set in a romantic mood, and they were like, yeah, they have an R&B singer in the room singing.
Hell no.
Okay. I thought it was one of y'all.
But if I was going to have an R&B singer, it'd be Brian McKnight. He has a good voice.
Live in the room?
He has a good voice, yeah.
His wouldn't be too loud.
You gotta have a good voice R&B person.
It would be Jacquees, just in case he tried, son. His little ass get beat up. Brian McKnight too tall. He tried, son.
He's a big boy.
He is a hooper.
That's a big boy. I didn't know how tall he was until he like stood. I met him once and he stood up. God damn!
About what, 6'4"?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. He's very tall.
I did not know that.
Between him and Montel Jordan, Montel's like
Montel's like six eight.
Yeah.
Oh, he's that tall.
Yeah.
Hella tall.
Nigga, singing was the backup plan. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
They
Brian
both were
was
hoopers. Yeah. Which you know,
I know R. Kelly was
actor.
Tall.
Who's the tallest actor? Vince. I think Vince Vaughn's tall.
He's like 6'6".
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know.
Cause it used to be just if you were too tall and you wouldn't book a lot of stuff. Now it's kind of like,
you know who's killing low key, but is always booked. It was a basketball player. What's his
George
name?
George Marichon?
No.
Iman Shumpert?
No.
The tall
one from the one
John
from the Clippers.
Wick. He was just
from
the Clippers. John Wick.
Yeah, that's not his name.
Boga.
No,
John Marichon was the other one.
Bogdanovich.
No, that's not his name. It's just
we're all really close. Bogdan. He's one of those.
Bogdan. Yeah.
Not him. He's in the cheeses commercials with all the Tiberius.
He was just in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's bothering me.
He's in John Wick.
Yeah,
in the library scene.
Got murked with the book.
Mm. He like, well, he is working.
Bro, he be working.
Is it like some freak of nature hire?
He plays,
or just,
wait, no, he's
he can act.
His
is
on
it
screen
talent, or is it
both? He's weird looking, but when he did John Wick, he's just like, oh, you came at the wrong time. And I go like, perfect, bro. You got to give him a few words.
Yeah.
Right?
Stand there.
Not a long line of stuff he's saying.
But when he did John Wick, I mean, Happy Gilmore, he was very silly. He was like the dude's son.
Yeah.
Right.
From
the, So I was like, oh, he's running after him. I said, oh, you guys are
who was the best?
Maravich.
Who was the...
Is that it?
I don't know.
Wait, who'd you say?
It's
Bogdan. Bogdan something.
Yeah.
Boban.
Boban, there it is. What's the tall guy in the NBA?
Boban Marjanovic?
Something like that.
All right.
Him. Who's been the best big man in the movie scene?
Oh, Kareem Abdul.
Kareem, when he
kicked
Kareem.
Kareem Abdul.
That footprint was huge.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Kareem. Easily.
Really? Over Well, there's John Sally and
John Sally did. Shaq did good in Blue Chips.
John Sally was solid in
he got big laugh in Bad Boys.
He was solid in Bad Boys.
He was solid in Bad Boys.
With a small part.
Mm-hmm. Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I mean, but he can't talk.
What do you mean?
No, Andre did good. Bride. Princess Bride.
Yeah, he was great.
That's He's true. Phenomenal.
He was funny.
Yeah.
Who else is
bad? Anthony Edwards didn't do bad in the movie with Ben. With,
he
Adam
did
Sandler.
All them dudes did.
Oh
great
yeah, he was Kevin very Garnett good. Did really good.
They all
in
did
that
good
one.
In that. Yeah.
Uh huh. And KG did the drama uncut roles. Gems.
That's the one. I was,
who's the worst? Ray Allen.
Ray Allen was so bad.
Jesus, shut up,
and that's my
bad,
favorite
bro.
Player. And
he
I
was
like,
bad,
nah, bro.
La la.
What I say about talking to strangers?
I wonder what Spike Lee was thinking.
Well, he didn't want. It was at a AI. Marbury, Kobe, and Ray Allen. They were the young ones coming up at the time. And
why did he go with Marbury?
I forgot. He talked he's about a, how why he had to get
because Marbury
Ray
is
Allen.
New York. But Coney Island, he's from Coney Island, yo.
Because it's
Kobe.
Loosely based on Marbury.
Yeah. Kobe's from Philly. Same.
That's not his Coney Island, though.
Yeah. That's not his Coney Island.
I forgot why he went with Spike has done interviews on it, why he went with Ray Allen. I forgot what it was.
Ray had the least amount of acting chops at that
so
point.
Bad.
What do you
so
mean?
Bad.
Nobody in that group that he just mentioned had acting.
Yeah, they probably
know. Steph was going crazy.
Kobe had only did Moesha? No, he just went to the prom.
Yeah.
No, he was on. No, Kobe had did a bunch of guest appearances.
Yeah.
At that time. So Kobe probably had the most acting chops.
I don't want Iverson.
And we got to go AI for the culture.
Yeah. I don't want AI.
As long as Rosario stayed, Rosario stayed in it.
Well, how tall is Denzel? Because him next to Denzel don't seem
one.
Nah, he's like 5'10".
Denzel's, well, I don't think he's 6'0".
Because AI is like 6'.
AI is legit
AI is
6'1".
The same height. It would look like a fair one-on-one game until the first move.
Right. Cross up Denzel. That's why I hate him cast. I was like, I can't have his knee torn in a movie. One crossover, knee gone. Denzel's career.
Who else was a bad acting?
Big man?
Yeah. Or just NBA player.
Blake, when he first started. Now he's really good. But Blake
what
Griffin,
was he,
when he was doing those State Farm commercials and stuff, and it was
oh yeah, he wasn't
awful.
Yeah.
Now he's great. But at first, he was terrible.
I feel bad for Blake, bro.
Why?
Because they buried him in Detroit. That's when Detroit was at its worst, and he had just signed that contract. He was doing all them commercials. Blake Starr was really high with the Clippers.
He was
already
high.
The greatest Clipper of all time.
Right. Right? He was an all-star.
Right.
Yeah, and so he did that contract for like another, 4 or 5 years they're going to have a statue of him eventually or something.
Right.
And then Detroit was terrible.
Why
and
they shaved him off there?
I don't know. I don't remember what the trade was for, but once he went over there, and I remember Detroit was like, yo, we'd love to have you. And I remember the 1 year he tried.
And then he because he retired what about 4 years ago?
That's the year he started doing stand up
like
when he got traded to
Detroit.
He said, "You know what? I'm gonna start doing stand up."
He started shooting threes
what
and telling
do
jokes.
To someone's soul, Chaz.
It's not the city, but
the cool part is his first 2 years in Detroit, he was balling.
I remember when he was trying, bro. And then it was Rugly, and what's his name?
Reggie Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say
Jennings was there too. I think
Jennings had gone. He already got
it's
hurt.
It's crazy how fast, like in a professional sport, how you go from like the guy to like drop.
What's the difference? Yeah.
It's fast.
I'm missing.
Blake was averaging 24-8.
Yeah.
In 2019, the very next season, 15-5, 12-5, 10-5. Like it just
drops.
Boom.
And then the
star
power went down.
You'd be
and other
done.
People come
well, up. Every sport, you could look it up, and you just be
but
done.
But remember, that's when Reggie Jackson left OKC.
And came back to the Clippers, right?
Well, that's when he went to the Pistons to try to be the guy. Because
he was the guy. He was like sixth man somewhere
else.
And
he turned down an extension to OKC to go be the guy in Detroit.
What a horrible
decision. And then Blake
came
over. Right. And then Blake came over. And I think it was probably that too. And what's his name was there? Andre Drummond was also in Detroit.
He was young.
So they were like, oh, we got a core.
Yeah.
And I remember this one interview. It's when I knew Blake was going to quit. I saw this one interview where they had like barely won. And you saw Blake doing his post game. He was so serious. He was like, no, we got to clean up these mistakes. We got to blah, 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 blah. And Reggie came up and was like, ah. And Blake's face was like. And I know he was like, I had Chris Paul.
Right.
I went from this to this.
He was like, I'm getting up tonight.
And then he just started shooting threes for the rest of for the rest of his career. That's
crazy how you'll fall
You have
off
to
happens.
Throw Barkley in the worst actors. He was terrible.
In what, though?
He was great in Space Jam.
Space
he was
Jam?
Great in Space
no.
Jam.
No.
He was funny. He was
quiet as kept. Michael Jordan wasn't that good.
He was terrible.
Loud as kept.
And LeBron was terrible too. They both was terrible.
They both were bad.
Here's the difference between those two. LeBron was trying to act. MJ was there to be MJ.
Yeah,
LeBron was like, I told you we gonna do it like this.
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
it's not what you're here for, buddy.
Doing, LeBron?
It's not what you're
just
here
hit
for.
Your mark, sir.
Forget it. You got your little coach. Want to try your new little tricks?
Yeah. What are we talking about? It's like, you gotta work hard.
He said LeBron wanted to do a good job.
Oh, he was trying.
You just gotta show up.
He's like, bring the camera in. Yeah. So when I start talking, bring it in.
Yeah.
It's like,
he was so bad.
This ain't about you, bro. It was terrible.
Yeah, you got to just, when there's no expectations, because no one's expecting him to do a great job.
No.
When there's no expectations, you will be a
and,
lot
and
better.
Ray Allen, theirs was, it was a drama. That's why his stood out so bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't
no comedy in there.
Did Kobe do any movies?
No, Kobe did Moesha like Keon mentioned.
He had a bunch. He would drop in on a bunch of shows.
Man. I just remember he had like solid commercials.
KG used to drop in on shows too. Now that I've been rewatching all them old sitcoms, a lot of athletes just drop in. Yeah. Do the cameos.
Say their line.
Get rappers too.
Oh, you know who was solid?
Who?
Grandma Ma.
Larry
Johnson. Oh, yeah. Larry Johnson was solid.
Larry was
I remember
bad.
Him in that episode.
Yeah, Larry did. Yeah, Larry.
Him and Urkel teamed up.
Yeah. Several times.
Actually, Kyrie was good in Uncle Drew.
He was.
And Kyrie was the lead. He had to carry it.
Yeah. And he played the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot about Uncle Drew. There's a lot of them in Uncle Drew.
Yeah. I forgot who else.
Who's made the best athletic transition to
probably The Rock.
Yeah, definitely The Rock.
Yeah, probably The Rock.
Terry Crews. But The Rock.
Suge Knight.
What's his name?
Hulk Hogan.
Batista, wasn't he an athlete?
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Bautista's no, what did Batista? He played football?
Yeah. He was a wrestler.
Wrestler.
You're right.
Batista.
Tiny Lister.
He's a great.
Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball players?
I'm trying to think of like Rookie of the Year and all them.
Yeah, I remember Ken Griffey Jr. being in a movie.
Yeah.
But he didn't have like.
He was
major.
In a movie?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. Remember all those, you know, in the 90s, all them baseball movies, League of Their Own, Asian Outfield, all them movies, you know?
Yeah, I remember Ken Griffey Jr. robbed somebody of a home run in a movie, gave him the stare down. Oh, that's how to end the game. That was great.
That might have been the one that the kid was like in Minnesota or something. I forgot the name of that one.
I'm trying to remember.
I would say Reggie Jackson.
Who's the best real actor athlete?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Like I don't know these people's history.
Wouldn't that be the same thing as...
No, I'm talking about an actor that play. You'd be like, oh, he can play hoop? I remember when I saw Urkel Ball, like, Urkel can play. Fox.
James
I would say The Rock. He could wrestle his ass off.
Well, he's a wrestler first.
Oh, you mean
I'm
he was
talking
an
about
actor,
actor
first?
Well, he's a football player first.
Oh, okay.
Then wrestler. So, okay. You know, he went to the U.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He sure did, yeah.
So
I stick with The Rock.
If you start from the point of being an actor first, I would say Jamie Foxx is probably the most complete athlete who's just great at different sports.
Yeah.
And
he's only good at football.
It doesn't look uncoordinated when they do something.
He can't hoop. He's sorry as hell.
Have you played against him?
Yeah.
I know football.
I've seen videos of him knocking down shots.
That's in his backyard with the camera set up.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm trying to think.
Adam Sandler can hoop a little bit.
A little bit he can.
Mm-hmm.
A little indeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Backyard hoop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to
you
think.
You know, every shot banks. Every shot banks.
That's that video. It was him, Tom Brady, and Michael Jordan, I think, playing together.
Yeah.
It's like, what is Sam?
So random.
Yeah.
I don't even know what actors I've seen. You know, because them, you want to talk about real, like, actors, theater kids, they are the worst athletes of all time. Like, you be watching them Disney movies and stuff, the way they throw the balls, like, you ain't never thrown a ball in your life.
That show, The Game, bro.
Oh,
every time they did anything athletic in The Game, I couldn't even watch the show. I remember being like, bro, the show's great. I'm like, hey, if I see this dude throw a football again, like, yeah.
It's so bad.
Corey Hardick, he could hoop.
Okay.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
I hooped, you know who I hooped with? Speaking of The Game, dude from Ray Donovan. And he was the main character in the game. What is his name? Pooch Hall.
Pooch, yeah.
Can he play?
Yeah.
He wasn't bad.
He goes for exercise.
Yeah,
he usually has the full-on
shoes wasn't even tied.
The sauna suit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, shoes wasn't tied.
He usually has the full sauna suit on just trying to drop weight out there.
Man, I wore the full sauna suit in the sauna one time. They roasted me out that bitch. They was like, you look like he going to space. I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to wear one or the other, the top or the bottom. You can't do the full suit.
You ever think about getting your own sauna? I saw somebody have one in their own
apartment. Greg has one.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I saw one in an apartment. I was like, oh. You, they got ones you can just sit in here?
I wouldn't put one in the apartment. I wouldn't want to come out of it just sweaty all over my apartment. I was, it had to be a house.
Well,
garage.
You mean a real one?
In the back, they, no, in the backyard.
Backyard or something. Not in the park. I'm not doing that in the apartment.
They got the like little bootleg one that you just put in it.
Yeah.
It's a suit, a little machine. It's like $50. $70.
I'm trying to think where was I saw that.
Go sweat in your living room.
Maybe. Yeah, they got the one where it just go where it just goes up to your neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want my face sweaty.
And you put
too.
A regular chair in there.
Yeah.
Cheek stuck to the chair.
Yeah. If I do, I want like how Craig has one at the house in the garage or something like that. Yeah.
Vince is crazy. He's got a whole real
who?
Bentley. He's got a whole real something in there.
Where's he has it like in
like,
one of the rooms
in his
or
workout room upstairs? I was like, oh, this is crazy.
It's nice.
I never go up there.
Oh, well, that's a.
I like that's the only.
He's
place
still
that
in
I
the house his brother designed.
Oh, I don't know, but probably been the same place for 30 years or something.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
That's the one his brother designed.
Mm-hmm.
That was so dope. I wish my brother had talent like that.
Mine too.
Develop a house for me.
My brother's useless to me. It's crazy.
His brother just—he didn't build it. He just designed it.
He's an architect, yeah.
Oh, damn. I don't even think I know any architects.
I don't know about y'all, but for me, it's back to school with the kiddies. You know, just the one. But you know, they gotta go back to school shopping. You got rent to pay, and they got books to buy. Everything happens at one time. So if things get tight, they get learning. You need earning. What is earning, you ask? Earning is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earning app and add your info and start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. And money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. We've all been there in those times you're like, yo, I need everything to go perfect. I just need everything to happen just right and I ain't got no problems. Earning gets you through those little hard gaps of times like that. So download Earning today. Spell E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. Ooh, did I hit it? I hit it. Y'all see that? I hit it. When you download the Earning app today, type in Daddy Issues under podcast when you sign up. It really helped the show. That's Daddy Issues under podcast. Earn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash out takes 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers are available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earning.com for full details. Download Earning now and take control of your pay. Earning! I'd be mad at my family because ain't nobody do nothing great. You know what I'm saying? I go like, why is it on me to have to be the, like, which one of y'all didn't go out and try something? Like, somebody be like, hey, I went out to do, I started to start this business.
Why is it the dream and the
oh, you're saying
the
why
people
you
that are proud of life on me?
Yeah, nobody went out and was like, let me go try to get this million and set y'all up. Nobody. Craig got a
you're
whole family.
You're yours, right? Are you?
Yeah. I mean, to make it this far. Yeah, heck yeah. I'm the biggest of my family.
Crazy.
Show some respect. Yeah, I'm the biggest.
I am not.
You're not the biggest in your family?
In entertainment, but not in sports.
No, I'm talking about entertainment. Well, that's
I thought just
entertainment in general.
You just meant
I thought he meant period.
You meant period, right, Chaz?
I'm talking about just in your family. I'm like,
wait, what do you mean?
Just period in the family. Like,
are you the most famous person in your family?
I gotta be.
You don't have an uncle that got a law passed or nothing.
I mean, there's some parts of our family we don't know who's who.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's some mystery folks in there. Yeah. So maybe
family
by DNA test.
Run free.
Yeah, I'm not even close.
Long line of ladies.
Who's more famous in your family?
Well, my cousin was an All-American, went to the league.
What was his name again?
Dwayne Poley.
I remember Poley.
And then my other one, his son played March Madness. And then my uncle is Ken Norton.
And so you're over Dwayne Poley. You're more famous than him.
I'm more.
Wait,
When I moved to LA and people saw my last name, every person was like, "Are you related to Dwayne?"
That's on the basketball too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just look at your
that's NBA
your connections right now.
Yeah,
the people we know.
But he said period. So
I give you Ken Norton.
You goddamn right. You give him Ken Norton.
But he was family by marriage.
No disrespect. But that's Ken Norton.
So he was family by marriage.
I was gonna be like the son and the dad.
Yeah, so Junior, so Ken Norton Jr., the one that played for the Niners and the Cowboys, was my mom and them cousin.
Oh, it's your mom's cousin.
So because Ken Norton had a baby with my mom's aunt. So Ken Norton Jr. is their cousin.
Okay.
But and then Dwayne, you know, All American, all that.
Yeah.
Sold out. Man, you know.
How many followers does he have?
Now that I'm whooping everybody.
That's exactly, bro.
That I'm whooping
That's
everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Double check, and he's like, oh, yeah. "Damn, he got me by two."
Yeah, that I'm
so
whooping.
Ken Norton's above,
but that, I'm the by far the most known of this generation. Like all those people, those are 80s and 70s. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, currently, yeah, it's not close, but.
Craig,
as a whole,
like five, Craig, like 10 down.
No, like from my mama's coochie, I'm doing all right from my mama's coochie.
From there. You went from one person?
No, from my mama's coochie, I'm doing all right.
We were talking about the bro. Family.
But I don't know, family, you're not really that,
not
far,
that
down.
Far down.
You're not that bad.
I'm not that far.
You're probably
down.
Sixth or seventh.
No, he can't
I'm not
be
even
sixth.
That far
no,
down.
He's farther than that.
No, you're further. If
you
got to
do it, you can't do the math right now.
Look, you got the five.
You got to check the resume. Hold on.
You got to get the five, right?
Five.
Then there's
Damon Jr.
Who's the big five?
Probably Craig.
The big five is
the
your
siblings.
Aunts and uncles. The in Living Color is the big five. And Marlon.
Kim, Sean, Marlon, Damon, Keenan.
Who's the
okay,
big five?
I have to ask.
Yeah. Well, like, what do you mean? Who's the big five?
Lil Damon might be in the big five.
No, nah. But Lil Damon now.
He might be in the big five.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
That's why I was
he
like,
said,
no.
When he says big five, he means the five originals, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
five OGs.
Then Damon Jr.
No. Those will always be the big five. None of y'all are passing what they created.
Hold on. Lil Damon's moving up in that big five.
Sure.
You can ask Shantae.
I'm like, Lil Damon could.
You say he's behind Fonse?
Yeah. I'm like, Lil Damon. No, I'm ahead of Sean.
No. Wait, that's not wild.
Wait a second.
That's not wild.
That's not wild, bro.
Wait a second.
That's not wild.
This is where it gets even. This
no,
is
no,
no.
That's
not wild. No. Big five.
Big five.
Damon Jr.
Wait, hold
and
on.
Then
and
Damien, Damien and Shantae are like in the same.
Y'all shit on Craig is crazy.
Movie and TV show.
No, but we're saying.
I got three classics bro,
you,
under my belt.
But wait, man.
Just
drinking, bro.
We didn't tell you a producer.
We didn't tell y'all to be legends. Hey,
three classics just in
so you're tied for seventh.
You tied for seventh, bro.
Yes, you are. You're tied for seventh.
What do you mean?
Number seven,
Big
bro.
Big five, Damon Jr., and then you, Damien, and Shantae are tied for seventh.
How?
You really can't,
because
not, they all can't be tied for seven.
How?
Shantae, right now.
So Shantae's Craig, over Craig.
How?
Everybody slow down. Everybody
how?
Slow
she, I gotta, she will be soon.
I gotta ask her,
I already know. I'll give it to her. She will be soon.
Because Shantae's always going to put Craig above, okay?
Shantae will be soon.
What are you
I already told
about?
Her.
She's going to, if you ask her who that
are
was.
Are we basing this off followers?
Shantae's going to crack the
if
five.
If you're basing
no,
because
they're going to have to look up Dwayne.
But also, how many followers does Kim have? Because she's probably on the lower end
of
that.
Damien has 191.
Damien had more followers than me, Shantae, and.
No, Shantae has more than Damien.
No, Shantae's up there now. No.
She got about 300,000.
She's up at 300 now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I told you, bro.
Shantae at 367.
But wow. So what's Kim at is what I'm saying.
Wait,
because
y'all
if you're
going
to base it
followers?
Off that, that's what I'm saying.
No, we're
if we're based
but
off
Kim's
followers.
Already solidified.
She's
she don't have
solidified.
To be.
Whoa,
what I'm so saying.
She's already Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't get to do that.
You can't be selective.
Yeah, you don't get to do that then. So then you're not going
to
base off a follower.
She doesn't have to do, you know.
But this is what I'm
saying. Wait.
Is she even on social media?
Yeah, she's on there. See,
if you're gonna base it off of the following, then you have to.
What do y'all
base
it off
of? Aura and like just.
Yeah, see that.
If you base off of accomplishments and aura,
and fame.
Wait. If you base off accomplishments and aura, then Craig is up there.
No, I'm just messing with Craig. Craig no, I got him up there.
But I said Shantae will soon be cracking that. That's why I was like, Lil Damon might have cracked the five.
Yeah, Damon.
Shantae,
no, he's not cracking
the
five,
there.
But there's nothing without them.
I'm saying, well. Out of those people, he could actually launch. Because
I thought your original was the biggest. Who's the most famous?
Wait, I can't remember the original question.
Your original statement was like,
"Are you the most
family.
Famous
right.
in your
so
family?"
So I'm saying the Big Five is the most
They're
famous.
The most famous
right.
in
the
family.
Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't mean by how many followers.
No. I only started using the followers for you guys, the second generation. The second generation.
For you guys.
Second generation. The first generation, don't. They're from an era where you don't need the followers.
Yeah, I'm from the same generation.
That's the hard part. Is Craig was there.
He was, but he wasn't
He was there. Every time they do an interview, or something, Marlon be like, me and Craig.
Yeah.
Greg was there.
And Damien.
Man, so if I was
he's
there
on
since
the cusp, man.
I was there since Wade's brother.
He's behind so the camera guy on the Living Color. He's right there.
That's what actually, I'm talking about. People don't even know him behind the camera. They know Craig. So Craig is. That's the, he was in. Don't be a tweener. He was in. You know.
He's a tweener, man.
Yeah.
I wrote Scary Movie, guys. I produced him. Wife and Kids.
You was in What You Call It Too, right? Brothers. You was in what's the basketball one?
Oh, man, yeah, man, six man. Come on, throw that in there.
So do you have Damon Jr. above you now?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you? Yeah. So you're seven.
Well, you know what? Damien? I have more classics than him, but he can sell a movie if you put his name on it. And he has two TV shows that he's known for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two
TV shows. Yeah, New Girl and...
And What's Your Name was underrated to me. Let's Be Cops was funny.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Yeah.
He has projects under
But what was that show he was on? That was really good. And it canceled too fast.
And Damon Jr. was funny as hell in, with The Rock and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, no, Other Guys? Other Guys is funny. Bro, that's Other Guy's so damn funny, bro.
Yeah.
I forgot the movie he just dropped like 2 years
the
ago.
The one with just... He just did one with Amy Schumer, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
He was an asshole in there.
He was an ass.
I never seen him play like an asshole like that. That shit was amazing.
Sean Tago cracked it. Sean Tago would be up in there too.
And then Damon Jr. also, he was in that. What's the Western movie they did?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he was Harder in that. That was big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was in that?
Yeah.
He had a smaller role.
So Damon six?
He's up there, yeah.
Damon six, yeah.
He's six.
Now, he's got a huge advantage. He literally has a famous nigga's name. Yeah. huge advantage. Not that he didn't work for it. But when you're Damon Jr., Kyle Green's not going to be as famous as Damon Jr. Can we be honest?
That never would have worked. They had the same
face.
It
worked.
What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter under time. Kyle Green.
When I watched the Def Jam, it said his name.
I know. He changed it to his name, but initially that's when it's time to have you coming out party. Green.
Oh, he booked as Kyle Green.
That's when I heard of him, was at Def Jam.
I met him as Kyle Green.
I met him. I think I met him right before.
You knew him as Damon, then he went on stage as Kyle Green.
When I first met him, I think he was on stage.
Like, yeah,
and it was Kyle Green.
He would say, hey, Kyle.
Yeah. Really? That's what I met him at. I didn't meet him at.
Wait, what club were you guys at?
This is so long ago, dog. Oh. Imagine how long ago this was.
It had to be a minute ago.
This is 13, 14 years ago, maybe? When was he doing?
Yeah, it's probably about 15 he's been doing. Because he booked Def Jam is like first year.
Yeah. This was so long ago. So
he came out together. I remember him, Vinny O'Shana, and Tiffany Haddish. And we were like, dang. They picked three that got on Def Jam out of a million niggas. Never going to get on there.
Vinny was so funny, bro.
Vinny was hilarious.
Who's the same you talked to him? Talking about Vince O'Shana.
I know.
No, I was talking about to the people. Vince O'Shana, by the way.
Maybe about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, he stopped by Chocolate. That's the last time I saw him.
Oh, good.
I'll reach out.
He didn't bring the Trump stuff.
Energy, no, but energy was fire though. Like
he's always been a great energy dude.
Like, I'll actually be hitting him soon.
And we talked about that too.
Yeah,
about
you're going there soon.
The pivot.
October 31st.
Yeah,
I loved him on the Underground. I thought he was great on there.
He's on John Ben David show. He has a big podcast. Mm-hmm. He is one of the biggest podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny's on it.
Okay.
For those that know, Vinny has a viral sketch where he talks about being deaf and he hears his wife for the first time. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. People thought it was real. But he's in this sketch and he was like, he's like, you're going to get to hear your wife's voice for the first time. And he's a deaf guy, so the doctor does it. And she's like, oh, my God, it's so you can help. He's like, oh.
she's annoying as hell.
He was like, turn it back. I said, dog, that's great. That's great.
Vincent O'Shana. Vinny is...
Energy, bro. Vinny would be on stage.
Vinny was the one that's why Damon threw me up. Vinny was like, oh, we just met him with Marlon. Throw him up. Because
it was the week after we met. You met before. You went up with Lil Damon before you went up.
Yeah.
At Tommy T's.
Yeah. I had just met y'all. I didn't go up at all. And then I went up with Lil Damon. Okay. We all did. That's when I met him.
I thought you met Lil Damon before you met us.
No.
Oh.
I met y'all first. And because I had met Vinny, Shane, Fu, they came up with Damon. When he came to do Tommy T. So they was like, oh, we met, like, throw him up. So then Damon threw me up. And then, so he pulled up. That's where I met him.
I went up.
Yeah, you went up.
Yeah.
Did y'all go to
the club
across the
street after?
Yeah, we went to that
little bullshit-ass club in the mall.
We went there. Because, as a matter of fact, I remember, I'll never forget it, because my dad and my dad's friend, they came to the show. And it was like, man, everybody was good. But that DC dude,
that's funny.
Because DC only did about five. And yeah. They was like, man, when he was talking about his daughter. And they remembered every joke. They was like, that DC dude was
that's funny,
man.
That was a lot of us on the show.
Damon threw everybody up.
Threw everybody up. Get in.
He threw everybody
it'd be,
up.
That's what be dope when you with your friends performing. Mm. It becomes like, let's go get some time.
Yeah, man. Remember, he used to work the door at Cobb's in San Francisco.
What's his name? Who?
Oh, I'm drawing a huge blank. But
Where'd you throw him up at?
When I was just in New York. I had Corey featured.
I saw the picture. You had the bay out.
It was just supposed to be a two-man show, and then he hit me like, yo, I'm going to be out there.
Corey was out there randomly?
No, Corey lives there now.
Oh, he moved to New York. Okay, shout out to Corey Robinson.
So then I got a DM. Let me look it up.
Oh, I know Corey.
Yeah, Corey be irritating me on Facebook with his sports posts anytime I say something about the Warriors.
Have you done the function yet? That spot, Stroy?
Larry Dorsey. You remember Larry?
I do remember Larry.
So Larry was there. He was like, yo, we're going to be on the same. I'm at the Broadway Comedy Club too.
Uh-huh.
So he just stopped by. And then he was, while Corey was on stage, because it was supposed to be a two man, I was like, you want to go up? He was like, for real? I was like, yeah, go up.
Go ahead, get you some
go
time.
Go do five. He ripped too.
Okay.
And then Riggins showed up after the show was over.
Chris Riggins in New York,
too.
Yeah,
okay. I would have thrown him up, too. I was like, ever since Craig said, remind me, I'd be throwing everybody up.
What do you mean?
Your humble beginnings.
Yeah, I'd be throwing
everybody
up. Because
Keon was getting bougie, bro. Keon, I just can't let anybody up anymore.
Because niggas was bombing. I was tired of it.
What happens?
I was sick of it.
I get it.
But it adds to it.
I was like, God damn, bro.
That one person that bombs be making the rest of the weekend.
Everywhere I was going, it was like, we got a guest spot. I said, okay, no, I ain't tripping. And they was bombing or they was running their time and I was getting irritated.
Different
so
game.
So I was like, I ain't throwing people up.
I agree. I don't like when the club does it and the person bombs.
Yeah.
Now, but if I put someone on and they bombs, I can carry it after that. I can carry the show.
The person
but the club does it like, what?
We'll laugh
yeah,
6
they was
weeks
throwing
later.
People
yeah.
up.
Like,
but then,
remember?
Yeah. When Craig said it though, I was like, you right. And then like I started thinking about it more too and I'm like, it doesn't matter because whoever, you know, Gary or Keenan, whoever the feature is gonna do what they
they're
do.
Gonna,
and
the
and,
pressure's on
and
them.
And
they're gonna erase. They're gonna
even
set
they,
them, yeah.
Even if they mom, I know I'm gonna do what I
right.
do. So I don't. It's
bro,
like whatever.
It just makes you go like, okay, now when you see somebody else who does it, you go like, oh, this is levels. Like you go like, oh, this is there's levels to it.
But
bro.
Also, I had to like Craig also, you know, Craig be saying a lot of
this.
Stuff. Craig was saying a lot of stuff that'd be making me think about stuff. They just go back and think about stuff, and then I'd be like, man. And then even Larry, I didn't know when Larry was working the door at Cobb's, he was 18.
I might have the wrong Larry Dorsey.
You're thinking about Larry Goodwill, probably.
Yeah, I was thinking about Larry Goodwill at first in Houston.
Yeah, yeah, not
this
Larry.
This Larry I'm thinking about, not
me,
the one that...
He featured for me in Houston this Saturday.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah. Not the one that makes shirts and stuff for G. King, let Dorsey.
No.
He, like, does the printing.
No, I'll show you right now.
Hey man, Keon be listening.
This dude.
No, I don't know Larry, man. But shout out to Larry. Let me see.
Yeah, Larry Dorsey. So
that's a lot of things that you said that I apply to my daughter.
He said he was 18.
Damn, I don't remember him. But
he's worked the door.
Yeah, I'm sure. I kind of do remember him vaguely.
But I thought that he was like he was a comic as well.
Then
with in my class and everything like that, right? So when he saw us in New York again, when we went back. He was, you know, I was with Cotty and the kids and my sister-in-law. He was like, man, hey, when I met y'all dad, I was 18. I used to look at him like, man. So then he threw me up. And blah, blah.
No.
I was like, what? I thought you was with us. I didn't know that.
So he was just working at the time.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't doing stand-up. So, like, when I be thinking about that, I throw people up, too. Because, like, now I get more, like, DMs and stuff. Like, hey, man, I'd be so honored if you throw me. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I be getting them DMs. I'd be like, we ain't putting you up if we ain't seen you.
Great rule, bro.
I can't, bro. I can't put
no
one up.
Sorry about the cancer, but can't do it this weekend. It's my last
it's too
weekend.
Much on the line, man.
It's my last.
I get it for y'all. Weekend. I get it.
Maybe 1,000 people would have paid to see Marlon one day. We coming to see Marlon.
I get it.
If you go up here on some mediocre stuff,
you not
stuff,
putting somebody up on
like,
their last weekend alive? DC? Spend it with your fam. Spend those
I'm taking you a picture.
Unplug them.
No.
I gotta bring my. I got chemo jokes. I'm bringing my thing on the stage with me.
They rolled it out there.
Yeah.
They got props too. I'm bringing my little drip,
bro. I had to listen to Craig, man. And when I thought about this the other day, like how like they was cool and I was annoying.
What do you mean?
Like when I first met y'all, I didn't know. I'm like 25. I ain't never been around people this, and I grew up, you know, on the Wans and all that. And I remember I did something. This changed my whole, like, you know how we talking about people don't know how to act? And
yeah. Etiquette.
So they was real, when it was Shane and Fu and Vin, you know, they loud as fuck.
They're loud,
and they,
yeah.
They be doing a lot, right? So yeah. I was like, okay.
Jumping on a couch.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I got to be a lot too, because that's how they get out. Even though y'all know that's not even my demeanor, but I'm like, all right, this is what everybody's doing. This is what we're doing. So I remember we was in a hotel in Sacramento, and Sean was eating breakfast with... what's her name that's married to we had him on here from Texas. Shepherd. What's her name? Simone. That her name? Simone Shepherd?
I'm like Kieran.
Kieran. Uh-huh. Kieran's wife. What's her name?
Simone Shepherd.
Simone Shepherd. She was there and
Zaynab,
right? So they was eating breakfast and I yelled.
What were they doing there?
Opening.
Will, so Vince was out there.
Because Will was opening.
He brought Zaynab and Simone to do stand-up.
I have a sketch with them that's so old school back in the day with Simone.
And they was eating breakfast. And I yelled out, I was like, is that Sean Wayne? Because that's what everybody was doing all weekend. And Sean looked so irritated. And I was like, fuck.
And that's the wrong person to do it to.
Because that's what everybody was doing. Right.
That's the last person to do it
and
to.
And that's what everybody was doing. So, you know, of course it made everybody look at her. And I remember his face. I was like, I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
I will never. And I just went, that moment is when I was like, I'm just going to be me.
Yeah, you faded in the shrubbery.
We was walking somewhere and I was like, I'm done. I'm like, because I was like, first of all, it takes a lot of energy to do, to keep up with loud ass Shane and Vinny. And like, nigga, this is exhausting.
And even they, like, they was like, chill, Keon.
No, they wasn't there. They weren't there. They weren't there.
They wouldn't have did that to Shane.
Yeah. Hell nah.
Only so Marley
Only more.
He looked so irritated that I was like, all right. I'm done. And from then on, I was like, no matter who I'm around, I'm just going to be me. And so that day forward, I was
But
like,
I see how that can happen, though, because when you don't know, we're coming
I'm
into the game, we
don't, never,
know
I don't know
how to
I'm
be
I'm not
in
even
the
a comedian yet.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just hanging out with some people that I grew up, celebrities. You know, I don't know nothing. And I was like,
and at that moment, Shane was new and so was Fu.
They were new,
And they were both super knuckleheads.
Yeah. And I thought that Shane and Fu and him had been doing stand-up for forever, just like, y'all.
That's the trick, bro. Is you see somebody with somebody, you be like, oh, they've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know. They were the ones that told me about, like, I didn't know how these shows worked. Like, when at that time, I think Felipe had just won Last Comic, or somebody had just won. I'm thinking Last Comic, they pulling people off the street.
You crazy.
So they was like, "What? Yeah, we know Felipe." I was like, oh, how y'all know him? And he was like, he been doing stand-up for like 10 years. I was like, what? And that's when I learned like how all the shows worked. And I was like, oh, I really thought
all
these shows.
You'd be like, all this shit's rigged.
I thought all these shows, they was pulling people off the street. Yeah. I didn't know everybody was been doing this. Like,
sometimes they do. They got their little homeless section for the people they going to make fun of.
Right.
And the clown and the person with
the person
dog.
With the deaf kid.
I remember the last time somebody came in a banana suit.
Yeah, he got their section.
He got his screen time.
That's what's crazy, that on these shows, people at home think it's their first time.
Yeah.
And some people that's been doing it for 10 years, it still looks like it's their first time.
Yeah. I had a homie, he came out to visit, and we went to go to Conan, like, you know, Conan O'Brien show, the late show. And they were like, I was like, yeah, man, we got to be there by like 2 p.m. He was like, to shoot a late show?
No.
I was like, what? He was like, hey, y'all don't shoot at night? I said, yo, that's... the cutest thing ever.
No.
I said, that's so adorable, bro.
Absolutely not.
But no, it was 3 p.m. and they saw that backdrop. They were like, whoa, I remember being like, I forget, dog. That is.
Do they shoot any of these shows at night?
I would think
in New York they might, right?
They were out by 5,
Well,
bro.
They shoot them closer to night in New York because it has to go live.
I remember we shot, when Brody did the Daily Show, it was closer to night.
It was, well, because it was going to be live an hour after we shot. They have an hour.
I think we're shooting like 6 o'clock though.
Yeah, but on the East Coast, it drops like an hour after we were done. It drops, but they have more time on the West Coast.
Saturday Night Live has to be at night.
It is.
Yeah, I think that one is literally at night.
That
right?
show's at night, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
because they actually go live, right?
Yes.
No, this one Conan was out by 5. Dog, Conan came on, guests came on. That show was less than an hour, bro. Like it was like a. Well-oiled, you know, they've been
doing
this.
That's the thing, you know, when you first, like, I remember we did Price is Right. And I was like, oh, this
I seen,
is.
I seen them line up for that. In the
I
daytime.
Said, this is small and it's you in and out. Like, yeah. It's.
Yeah. It's a well oiled machine, bro. They've been doing this for
when you first get out here, you're like. You when you think back about stuff and like how you were, that's be making me give people more grace. Cause I'd be like, I remember when I didn't know shit either.
I was doing audience work, getting that check.
Oh yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a few audiences.
Yeah, I did some audience work.
I knew
yeah.
all the movies backgrounds, ahead of I did a time. Few
backgrounds. No, I was sitting in the audience. Not telling the jokes.
Hey, yeah, I go get my $75 and go watch a movie.
Yeah,
sit there for 3 hours. Yeah. Like this movie sucked. Yeah.
$75, sure, yeah. D-Lo, all that stuff, man.
Honestly. Y'all didn't have jobs coming out here. You didn't have no job working out here, huh, when you started?
No, because I was living with Papa, so I was just trying to do comedy. But I did get a job when me and Cotty moved into that studio. I remember I worked at the shoe store for like 3 months.
I do not remember that.
Remember I had all them running shoes, and I was giving them away because I had hella shoes. Cause they would just I worked at Roadrunner Sports in Santa Monica.
I did not know that.
And I did it for like 2-3 months, and I quit because they hired me to work weekends, which was fine. Until I started booking weekends. And I was like, well,
I can't do that.
I was like, can I work the weekday? They was like, no, we hired you for weekends. And I was like, well, then I got to quit. But the manager was cool about it. He was like, all right, bro, you know, whatever. So I worked there for like 2-3 months. And then that was it. That was the only job I had out here.
I tell people, yo, some people do get quote unquote lucky. But for most people, man, I got out here in 2006. It was 2017 before I got my first writing job.
Whew.
So
dudes got to be paid, bro.
It's 11
trying to
years
go around it, yeah.
Of working two jobs, 11 years of working two jobs while doing stand up and while doing the writing and waking up early. I remember sleeping 4 or 5 hours. I mean, if I got 4 hours of sleep, I was hype. And I was working at the post. I mean, at UPS. So my shift was at 5 a.m. And Tony Baker used to keep you held hostage.
Yeah, he did
all night. And there would be times I get back at 2, and I have sleep for 2 hours, get back up to work. Get done, sleep for an hour or two, go back to the other job, sleep for an hour or two, and go back out to do stand up. And it was like that for years. And then people would be like, you guys got it so good. I was like, yeah, man, people don't understand what it takes sometimes. And
the internet changed.
I probably have, and there was no Uber and doing, there was none of that.
There was no little quick hustle.
No,
that's why I said I had to get the job when the money got tight.
Wasn't none of that. Somebody was like, why don't you just Uber? I was like, that's adorable, bro. It's like, there was none of that. It was just grind.
I mean, I had the luxury of always going to the Bay when I needed money.
Zero
I would just
luxury.
I would just drive up.
No
do
friends,
some shows,
no family.
You know what I'm saying? I'd go to San Diego. I would go out of town and get some money real quick and then come back.
When Uber came out, I got a car to Uber. I was like, I can get me a car.
Man.
I'm on Uber in this bitch.
DC used to work on the super low.
Oh, yeah. Keep a job. Home Depot restaurant.
Yeah. DC still
on the low.
He's still at Home Depot. Hey, y'all got the
stocking
hours
Depot?
At night.
I worked at Home Depot on Sunset.
No, I didn't know that.
Did you get food at job there?
No, he came like after me though.
He
I remember
for
him started
a day
working
there.
Yeah.
2 days and he crashed. Yeah, he crashed
forklift.
He fell asleep when he crashed. It was gone in 2 days.
When I was working,
Keenan
I didn't mind
job
it
for hella long.
Yeah, Keenan was at Home Depot. Yeah, Keenan was at Home Depot too.
We bullied him. Could quit. We was just, like, nigga, quit.
I PA worked and was a club promoter. I just went out every night. Told girls, let's go here. Let's go here.
Yeah, every time I was at work, I would just pray no one sees me.
The thing about Keenan keeping that job so long was that job pay sucked. I'm like, you can at least go find something better. I was making 20-something an hour at the flyaway.
Right.
Yeah, Keenan's, well, he's making like 10, because I think I topped out at Home Depot like 12, 13
Keenan's was terrible, and it was like,
this is not
he
even
was
worth
unhappy.
It,
and, yeah, it's not worth it. And he was, you know, not doing stand-up for it. It's like, nigga, quit.
Remember we shot a sketch at his job. Like when
that commercial came out, though.
Shot a sketch. DC. And he was like, yeah, man, we got to hurry up. I don't want to get fired. I'd be doing you a favor.
You'd be doing me a favor.
He would not quit
got
that
fired.
Job.
They came back here and got caught. You'd be doing, I'd be
this
doing
this. What made me mad about Keenan's job, was like, his bills wasn't a lot. So like you can make this doing stand up, just selling some merch.
Right.
You can make this.
He got like $600 a month.
It wasn't even that, bro. It was so low that I was like, bro.
At one point he was living with you.
That's when he quit too. I was like, quit.
Yeah.
Like you paying us next to nothing.
Right,
quit, bro.
Quit.
Like
be free.
Yeah, that was
that's when he had that Altima.
No, yeah, and I think his dad gave it to him.
He didn't have a car note. He didn't have, bro. He was standing. He didn't have, like, quit, bro. You ain't got no real bills? Quit.
Free car.
Free car. Yeah, free low car, rent. Yeah. No kids. Yeah, no girl.
With a handicap plaque. That,
with, a, with a plaque.
With a handicap plaque on the license.
He had a handicap plaque.
Yeah.
Tissue don't cost
his
that
girl
much.
Was handicapped? Free,
no. His no. dad gave him a car with just a handicap yeah. on it. That's free parking.
So that's
everywhere.
Why we were all like, come on, bro. If we can make it work yeah. and our bills is more and we got kids and all kind of, bro, quit.
That's what I just learned, too. I was like, there's just other jobs that would pay you way more for the same amount. I made more money working at the Flyaway for less work, less time than I did at UPS. And I was like, I mean, yeah, UPS. I was
you
like,
did UPS
yeah.
after?
I did no, it first. Yeah, it was really. One of my first jobs yeah. out here. And I was a supervisor, and that sucked.
A young that's supervisor.
A real job. A young supervisor.
Oh, you got no respect.
No
I was 20, 21.
Can you come in at 8?
No.
Have an 8:30.
So nice day, like, I'm going to shoot this nigga.
Hey,
what's funny is he looks like Eagle.
Bro,
he looks like
I'm
he looks
a
like
young
bro.
Black dude who articulates well.
Yeah.
So they were like he's going to be our next president. He's our next CEO.
The nigga has glasses.
We're going to groom him.
It'd be funny when them jobs think you're going to stay. Like when
I said, oh, y'all have
yeah, when I was at Big Five, they was like, they hired me for the assistant manager or whatever, and I was doing that, and I was like, yo, I'm about to quit. Or like, I said, can y'all demote me so I can do stand-up? And they was like, well, we don't really hire, because, you know, you got your degree, and you're off. I was like, nigga, I quit.
Yeah. I could just imagine Chaz with the tucked-in shirt.
Tucked-in shirt?
Chaz Heffernan,
with
man.
High on.
With his hair grown out. So just a little afro.
Actually, I had hair then. It was cut and neat at
cut
the time.
And comb forward.
Chaz Heffernan,
that's
man.
When I started losing my hair, was that job.
They pulled me to the side at Costco, and he was like, and I was like, 20.
I mean,
like,
jobs because DC actually.
He had DC to work on the
work,
road, bro.
I have kids. We have kids. You got to work.
Yeah,
everywhere.
He pulled me to the side of Costco, and he's like, yo, man, you ever thought about putting money to the side for your 401k? I was like, I ain't going to be here. You crazy?
Why do they think put that? Why do they think you gonna be there, bro?
They offered to pay. Dream. They offered to pay for me to go to college to get my degree, so
at
they
UPS?
Can, to make me a full time supervisor.
Hell no!
Mm-hmm. They had me talking about me being regionals and doing all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they'd be excited.
You know how
jobs.
Miserable you would have been. Do you know?
I know. That's when I was like, I gotta get out of here. And I was terrible at it. They were just like, you're just raw and young, and we got it. I was like, I suck at this job for a reason, bro.
I just imagine Chaz in his 40-30s tucked in.
Oh, man.
That's the thing. 40-30s tucked in. That's the thing that made me laugh. It's like, you say your
I thought you was talking age.
No, his pants.
His 40-30s tucked in.
Boot cut jeans.
Khakis with the caterpillar boots on.
It made me laugh. It's like... how did my boss not see we not here for that,
like, bro?
They really be trying to like, man, you could make your way to the top. And it's like, what? Bro, you don't see that I leave, I call out, I don't pay attention. Like I don't want to be here, bro.
Like, Paul, the CEO, he makes $100,000 a year.
Oh, that's great. It
took him 20 years to get there.
I was hanging out with the employees.
Just
afterwards.
20 years.
So I just want to work at the gas station, man. It's at Costco. I worked at the gas station. Yeah, I just want to be the gas station, man.
The lowest job.
Yeah, what's the least amount of work, bro?
Where no one's at. Where no one comes by me at.
I don't want to
be.
Being
on, I'm never on time, guys. You know this. I never once been on time here. Come on. We know why I'm here. Y'all know why I'm here.
I knew it was time to go when I was closing the store. Like, you know, the bank come in, I'm doing the money.
Uh-huh.
And they had taught me how to do it, I was like, oh, y'all trust me? I got to quit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If y'all trust me to close up.
I see so many loopholes.
I was like, no, oh, the bank isn't. Y'all got me. I'm turning the money. I'm counting, making sure the safe is good. I was like, nah, it's time to go.
Like, so what if I don't fill this out all the way? How would
go,
they
bro.
Know?
Y'all trust me too much. When people asking me, can they have days off? I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, I got to quit.
You know, and I fell into it because I was doing a temp job for them. Woman got pregnant, so I was going into their thing to just do a temp job. And they're like, we like this kid. We love this kid. And they offered me a full-time spot. I was like,
yeah, you love work my way up. Goofy.
Wait, why?
I didn't even have to, because people have to work their way up to this. I was off the street.
Yeah, my boy got me my job. My
Chaz
teammate.
Did what he was supposed to do. The story that never happens. He made it from temp to full time.
At 23.
20.
I will say.
I was 20, 21.
You a 20-year-old supervisor?
Sure was.
What was your favorite part, though, about being in charge?
Nothing.
You didn't like anything?
I hated absolutely every single
I will say I did like being an ass. To
a little power?
No, not to my employees. To the white people and white women who didn't, you know, wanted. I need to talk to the man. I remember the funniest thing I ever did was
when you're talking to
the lady.
Bitch.
The lady was wilding over like a thing, and I was very, very calm. And I was like, "Well, I can look up. You'll get your refund. Just let me. I need to know what day you were here so I can look it up in the computer,
right?
And then I don't care about this. Like, I'm sick of blah blah. I need to speak to your manager." I said, "Let me go get him. One second, please." Nigga, I spun in a circle. And I said, "What?" And she was like, "Oh." And I, nigga, I kid you not.
Been talking all that
I
shit.
I spun in a circle, bro. I said, "I'll be right back." And I turned around. I said, "What you need?"
Manager here now.
Yeah. And my employees was dying, bro, because they knew, like, I was like,
"Keon, save that one. I can't wait to use this one."
No, I couldn't wait. Spun in a circle, bro.
Hell, man, how does it feel to be the only one there that gave a fuck about work? At 20, to get moved to supervisor means everybody else there did not give two shits about
I think
job.
It was more about they didn't see a black person like me there. Not that there aren't articulated black people. Of course they are, but you're for 20. Me to be 20, they're like that. Uh-huh. And they just,
looking at years. He can give us years of his life.
They see the fresh leg.
And you know, I put the extra articulation on. You're trying to keep a job, you know? Uh-huh. I was like, "Oh, well, you know, I'm from Michigan."
Right, yeah.
You know.
You did what you're supposed to do to get the job. Yeah. When you're trying to get the job, you'd be on point.
Oh, bro.
Dude, there was someone there that was there for 10 years, had kids, just got out of prison, was like, "I'm going to be the supervisor here."
Does a spot open?
He walks in, they're like, "You're the supervisor."
Yep.
Gave it to him, handed it to him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I remember so many people, that job was stressful, bro. And it wasn't that the job was hard. They were just... Man, those corporations, bro, when those billion-dollar corporations, it's all about time and it's all about money. You know what I mean? If anything dips down, it's the higher-ups. Oh, everybody shits down.
Shit rolls down the hill.
Shit rolls down the hill.
Yeah, shit rolls down the hill. And they was finna start giving you that shit at a young age.
And then I was a mid-level manager. Uh-huh. So the employees ain't respect you. The top ain't respect you. And they want, I remember this dude was like, I don't care who it is. Just go pick an employee and fire him. I was like, "What?" Jeez. Yeah, they were like, just go up to this line and just fire him. They're going to get their job back. But just go tell them to leave for the day. I'm like, "Why on earth would I do that?" And he was like, "Cause you gotta assert your power over them." I was like, "Oh, this is
oh yeah." He was said, he wanted you to buck break somebody.
Yeah. I said, "Oh, this is
do it in front of everybody, Chaz."
I was like, "I ain't about to do none of that, bro.
Find the biggest, strongest one, Chaz. Yeah,
find the biggest, strongest one."
I just remember being really honest with other employees, especially dudes who was old enough to be my dad.
Yeah.
I said, "Hey, look, man, I'm trying to get a check like you. I don't give a crap. Which I don't know nothing about this operation.
Right.
I don't know anything about this, bro. I'm like, you're going to be able to tell me how to make it better, but I'll do whatever I can do. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, meh, 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 meh. Like, we're not doing that."
Was there any employees that you didn't like?
I don't think there was anybody. I was probably people who are like, some people intentionally make your job hard because, you know, they're not happy.
Yeah.
So they'll intentionally be like, "Well, yeah, I ain't going to do that." Because especially when they had a union. They would hide behind the union tough. So there were just some things they weren't in.
Yeah, that's what we did. In Costco, we had a union. It was they couldn't do nothing to us.
The union was strong. So, yeah. But me,
we had Teamsters.
Yeah.
And
I didn't care. I was like, "Dog, I get fired."
Real union.
Yeah, it was Teamsters.
We had Teamsters, yeah.
And I was just like, if I get fired, I get to go do stand up for free off of unemployment. So I really don't give a shit.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. I was like, I got some benefits, but it's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no kids I have to work here for. I was like, firing me is helpful.
I thought that was just a speech that be in the movies. That's really what people be thinking.
Like, about getting fired?
The manager really gives their employees that speech like, "Hey, I don't want to be here either." We can start right there.
Hey, man. No, I have my whole life ahead of me. You think I want to be up here moving boxes?
Man.
What are we talking about?
You'd have been regional manager by now.
All right now.
20 years in.
Yeah. You're making $150,000 a year.
Hey, I'm saying when I quit. It was 1 week before my fifth year anniversary.
Right? That's not bad.
It's 2007, 2012. And I remember...
It's bad in 25 years.
but it's not because it's one thing about doing it, it's a respected career. If someone said they're a regional manager of a UPS, you go like, "That's pretty big. You're making a mid something six figures. You're probably at a couple hundred thousand." You know what I mean?
We're also half dead at this point.
You might be because those guys but it also depends on because
balding.
You started at 40,000 a year.
Yeah.
Gut hanging over your pants.
I seen a lot of that. And I saw a lot of miserable.
But you still wearing around your waist. I'm still a 32. No, bro.
60-30 now.
Life done took its toll on you.
But at that level as a regional manager, you're probably doing really well. Like you're probably, especially out here's where you're a little tougher. Everybody lived in Lancaster and shit, right? Out here's a little tougher. But somewhere in the Midwest, bro, you're making $200,000 a month. I mean, a year?
Yeah. Midwest, yeah. You're
killing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's a really good job for like everyone else if you're just looking for
to come up in, yeah.
Yeah. At that point, it becomes a career. And then you can go into sales and they're so big, there's different parts. So I was like, it's not for me. But some people, man, people retire of good money just driving trucks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got like, it. Shit. Like, I get it.
If you're a staff writer on a show, you ain't making that.
Huh. Not for the, if you did 365, you got your dignity.
You got your dignity.
Shit, staff writer, once that job is over, you're in terror, bro. You're in fear. Once that job is done, when's the next job? You do not know if you're coming
but
back.
But here's the thing. You're
oh, you mean as a writer?
As a writer.
Oh, yeah. You know you're coming
talking
back
from a head. Dreamer's perspective.
Yeah.
You're right.
And the average person, you got to remember, what we're doing is like 1% of the population.
We're very blessed, so 90% man. I'm just talking crap. Don't get it twisted. I'm just talking crap.
Yeah, 90, they would love a regional job or a...
It's a great job.
Yeah.
You know?
So. It's sad, though, that like... The social media has made people, I know you're joking, but social media has made people really think that everybody's a 1%.
I won't date a dude that's working a job.
Nigga, are you insane?
You sound crazy.
Like, you sound crazy. You need to be an entrepreneur. There's nothing wrong with
somebody that's
about,
making
bro?
An honest living.
Yeah, like half a million a year. I'm like,
what are you talking about? I need an entrepreneur that's going out. Nah, First of all, most of y'all not even going to be there for that grind. To do that is a... One in a million chance. It's a grind to go for.
You
want to
go
15
years without making nothing.
Yeah.
The beginning, the first.
You gonna leave him when he come home with his first drink ticket.
Right.
You out, bro.
What they gave me fries.
What do you eat for dinner? The drink they gave me at the club.
Hey, can I get this meal to go so I can feed my family?
Yeah, like you out. You're not gonna ride with that dude.
The winner got it. Was me and Gerard Carmichael. Someone else. Me, Gerard Carmichael. We're like the final three, and Gerard won. And he got fries, and he was like, "Man, this is." Shitty times, and I'm gonna share these fries with y'all. I just remember that was like he got a whole bucket of fries. Like, was it Flappers? Yeah, it was Flappers.
They give you a bucket. Third place get fries and chicken or something like that.
Yeah, the first place got some money.
Oh, I remember the money because I needed it.
Second place got
This one was maybe. I think this one was the Ice House had one.
Did have one. No, that was the same one because it used to be at the Ice House.
Okay, so it was Ice House,
they used to do it at the Ice House before they got Flappers.
And I drove Gerard there, and I was like, I drove you here, and you beat me.
Because I remember when I won, nigga, I needed that money. Yeah. Like, I had, I think I had in my account, because the prize was $2,000.
Mm. It was that much?
I don't remember that much.
I don't never remember
for,
that much.
For the Uncle Clyde's?
Hell nah.
$2,000.
For real?
Yeah.
Which one did you do?
In the movie.
No.
I won it after... Tony had already won it. Sam Comro had won it. And then...
I took second twice. I was pissed.
I won it 2000... I started stand-up 2011. 2012. So that year, I had won the Uncle Clyde's. I had won the Battle of the Bay. And I had won Rooster Two Feathers all my first year.
I remember Rooster Two Feathers. I did that
one. That's how I got in all the clubs early. So everybody's like, how you working already? And you've been doing a comedy a year. I was like, because I won all the contests.
Yeah.
And so the Flappers, it was $2,000.
I don't remember it being
$2,000. Yeah, bro. And I had $20 in my account.
Maybe if it was
I needed it.
Remember if you won 1 month? Maybe they were doing it monthly.
So the year prize is $2,000.
Yeah,
the monthly
that.
Wasn't
yeah,
that.
The monthly
like
wasn't.
The monthly was the fries.
So if you won that
like
year,
but if you won the whole year.
And everybody would come together.
Oh, you won the year.
I won the year.
Oh, okay.
I won the whole thing.
Okay.
And
we don't know that struggle because niggas took second.
That took a second. No, but I want which one I did win? The LA's Funniest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I won that one.
Oh, man.
And that one was hard. It was like $600.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember. I don't think I ever did it. I do remember that
it was the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, I remember John Lovitz in the City
Walk. Tony won it, and I was like,
Tony won it.
I can go win that, too.
Yeah. That's what made me do, what made me do Uncle Clyde's, they threw me in it after doing, they just had those mics. And I did it. And then I thought, when I saw that Tony had won Sam Comro, I'm thinking, oh, this contest is like people who do stand-up. Yeah. I went to one and saw who was doing it. And I was like, I'm about to go steal this one.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I was only like a year in, I was like, I'm going to get that. And then the Battle of the Bay was the same. Was like, I think the prize was $1,500. And I was like, I need that.
Where was the Battle of the Bay at?
San Jose Improv.
Oh, I did. I lost that one. I took third in that one.
So that's how I got... to work there. So that's when I
well, I won
up
third
in
the competition is winning.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
so hard.
Get
third,
money.
Third or second is yeah, winning because if you don't have that
first
vote,
place is winning.
You're
first.
Right. You're right. But when you have,
okay, don't take my morale.
Don't do that
Greg.
To the first placers.
No, because third place ass or most of them were whoever brings the most people.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
No.
It was that. If you brought the most people,
third is kind of winning, Craig.
Keon didn't bring nobody when he won.
I didn't.
See, and that's the difference, though. It's like you would get all the second place votes, which would get you in
exactly.
the first. And I was like, I took second twice. And I remember, I don't
that's
remember.
That's not a first.
The Ha-Ha used to do a competition all the time. And Augustino would just have me come in to be in a competition. I'd never bring it up. I took second 3 weeks, 3 months in a row.
Keon took first.
He was
finish
like,
your story, first placer.
No. Then, and then the,
I don't want to hear this second, third.
You know, you're right. He is ninth on the Wayne's list.
I told you. That's why I had him there. He's the meanest
that's why
one.
I had him.
He behind the Twins. He behind Mikey. Who the newest one? Can't y'all just have a new one come out?
That's funny, bro. So did you ever do Roosters?
Yeah, I did Roosters. I didn't win Roosters. I think I went semis.
I took Roosters. Yeah. I took all those in my first.
Comedy competitions are very hard. People don't realize how hard it is.
Are.
You got this amount of time.
It's so fast.
Yeah, to be
to
like.
Hit. And then the one I just did, the festival at sea, I only did
oh,
because.
Congrats. I forgot you
oh,
won
yeah,
that one.
Congrats,
yeah,
won
bro.
That.
Hey, let me hold some money. You got a big little check off that one, too.
That was five.
Yeah.
Come on, first place.
I needed that. I needed
first
that.
Place?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, first place.
I did that because
were
Lance,
there
like, Lance had won it.
Uh-huh.
No, it was Takara had won it. Then Lance had won the year after that. Then Angel Gaines had won it.
Oh,
and
okay,
so they were all three like, go do the, and I was like, man, I'm done with, you know, at this point, I'm like, I'm done with competitions.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing that. And they said, well, the prize is $5,000. I said, well, I think I can, you know, squeeze in.
I can take that, yeah.
But this what made me really do it was Lance and Takara had told me, they was like, competition be damned. You're going to have fun. It's an all black cruise. Like, you're going to have hella fun. And the connections you make there is going to be legit.
What was so fun about it outside?
I think I saw two white people and one Mexican, bro. It was black.
Oh, okay.
And not like,
and they're married to a black dude,
and not like us like, oh, this nigga getting on my nerves. It was us like
quality.
So I mean,
quality us.
It was quality us, bro.
Top shelf us.
So I mean, yeah,
none of that bottom shelf.
None of that bottom shelf.
None of them bottom feeders.
So I'm meeting people
at the
like
bottom of the pond eating quarters.
Not only am I meeting people from you know the industry. That's how I met you know Jazzy Jeff, Maya, and all them. So you meet meet them. But then you randomly hanging out, and this dude is a realtor from so-and-so.
Like
and,
old,
he's like,
okay.
And this other guy's like, yo, I,
now,
I'm
were these
this,
people
blah, blah, blah.
At the show? Did Maya and them watch the comedy show?
They didn't have time. They was in and out.
What you mean?
They did their shows.
They don't get to get off the boat?
Yeah, we all flew out midway because they was flying more people on. We flew out at one of the stops.
You got
we was only
helicopter?
There for 4 days. They was only, some of them were only there for a day or two.
Oh, for real?
Jeff flew on one day and flew off.
Oh, so I thought. See, I always thought I was under the impression with cruises, you got to stay.
No, you get off on the next port, home.
Oh, snap!
It depends.
You got your passport. You can
maneuver.
I'll
be out of there, bro. So
I'm going on a cruise. When I go on this cruise, I can technically.
Well, no, you're on the.
That's what
thing.
I'm saying.
Our itinerary is to fly.
On the cruise.
We're working on there. The cruise people stay on there.
Got it.
We was working, they were flying
people that pay to be
all,
on.
Like Boyz II Men flew in as October was flying out, and then you know
okay.
Maya flew out as Sherry Shepherd was flying. You
so
know,
Maya,
so
Maya and them ain't just walking around the boat all every
Sherry
day.
Sherry Shepherd was, the other ones weren't. The
nah,
other everybody else was. They can't. I didn't know. That's how I knew how famous October London was. I didn't know.
I mean, I wouldn't even know what she looked like if I seen her right now.
He's bro, he was of everybody on the ship. He probably. I mean, he couldn't move. They brought him out because he was hanging out, you know, on the stage with
well,
us when
like,
Jeff was spinning, like. And they had to walk him in and out because I mean I was like, oh, he's famous.
He's a singer, right?
Yeah,
he that new
he the new
Marvin
bro.
Gaye.
Word?
Yeah, he was. I was like, oh, this dude, was
he does have
big.
A great voice,
and he'd just be like, oh, y'all having sex tonight?
Yeah,
he had that whole album called it's something
the,
Marvin Gaye,
the Rebirth,
the
of,
Rebirth
Marvin.
Of Marvin Gaye,
and so
I
that,
played okay. the song for you on the road.
Yeah.
That's probably too slow.
So that's trying to make it romantic. Like, I said, turn that off, Craig.
Yeah,
it was nice. Just like, listen to this. You're going to like him.
I'm driving. I can't play no R&B when we drive. I'll be like, man, cut that shit off.
It was famous. I mean, it was a good time,
yeah,
bro.
Man, I'm,
you should do it. You should do it.
Man, you know me.
I did it, and
DC ain't gonna have time to hop
I don't
on.
I don't have time.
Nah.
To
get on. But it was fun. So the competition, I was like, I knew. I can say it now. I knew after the first day, I was like, I'm about to win.
Oh, you felt it?
I knew that.
Which is by looking at the other competition, or just like you knew I have enough rounds in me.
I knew that. I knew
you, a lot of times you could tell you like if I got bypassed with this joke in this round, and I even got to my
we were only doing 5 minutes.
Oh, ooh,
it was five, and then the finals is 7.
Oh yeah.
So once after the first five,
you could do same jokes or you
no nah, different. Okay, different every night. But you know I got
hours,
and I was like, all right, and then I saw. So you know what it was? What happens in competition, and this is why I win them a lot. I see everybody's nerves, and I don't have that.
Oh, they were shook, is what you're saying.
They get, you could tell the first, like, because their second and third sets were way better than they first.
I'll get down to that. Later rounds is where it get real.
They first was like, one, it's kind of clean, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that's getting people head. And then this one, I'll be honest, I knew I was going to do well, too. When we were all joking, and they was like, when we saw the lineup, and they was like, Keon coming, fuck. I was like, I'm already in y'all head. So when they saw the lineup.
Bunch of pansies.
They said, they was like, they looked at the lineup, and they was like, shit. You know what I mean? So then it was just, and then after that, so after the first five, I was like, I'm probably going to win. And then the second five, I was like, I'm definitely going to win. So then when they did the points, this is the funniest part, because they
gave What was your spot every night? Like, what spot
I went. I went last one night. I went third another, like fourth another.
Can you legit say you and were killing the finals, every night?
Okay. Murder. And then the finals, you get to pick, because I was a leading point getter. So it's like, when you want to go.
You pick?
I picked, I went last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you go first, and then you go, and then I'm closing. And
were you like Tyrese Halliburton when they came to announce the winner? You walking up to the thing? Walking up to the podium?
No, you know what's crazy? In the finals, honestly,
anything can happen.
Brother went first. He ripped.
Yeah,
like he just, for them to win though, they had to be perfect. That's what it was. They couldn't miss on nothing.
Right.
And so his first one kind of missed. He ripped though. He ended super strong. Whatever. Alton did his thing. You know what I'm saying? But they had to win. They had to be
competitions. You got to be damn.
They had
flawless,
to be perfect.
Yeah.
And I was perfect every.
That's
every
why
round.
I don't like the competitions with the broken up sets, fives. I'd rather just give me. Let's go 10.
I had put it together to where like I knew what I was gonna do. So I closed at 5 every night. Like there was no drop off. There was no like I was just the most polished. Yeah. Like that's all it was.
It is what it is.
And so
your experience kicks in.
So they were when they announcing the final, we all went to dinner. They was treating us good too. That's the dope part. They was treating us hella good.
Did they let you go to the shows free?
Yeah. So that's I saw Maya twice.
Oh, okay.
So I saw Maya twice.
In one night.
In the front row.
Hey Keon, he knew you by the hand out.
So like we went to dinner, and then they go, all right, do y'all want to know who's in the finals now, or do y'all want to know after dinner? And everybody's like, let's just do it now. So they did the point.
So I mean, six total, right? Six of you guys total, right?
Six total, three go to the finals.
Uh-huh.
So they was like, all right, third place, Shep, you had I forgot how many points. Second place, Alton, you had this many. First place, Keon with three. I forgot I was up by like so many. So
nigga swallow his steak.
So Alton, nigga, shout out to Alton, bro. He goes, so in the finals, we start from zero, right? And it was like, yeah. He was like, because we ain't going to catch this nigga. Like, and it was like, no, it's a fresh start. It's a fresh start. Like, we starting over. But it was a good time. It's just, but the, you know, competition aside, like, yeah, the money was great and all that. But being around that many black people and.
Where'd y'all go?
I don't even know, bro. I don't remember the islands because I was just having so much fun.
Where'd you fly out of?
Flew out of
Florida,
Tampa, Fort Lauderdale.
Tampa or Fort Lauderdale?
One of them, Tampa. Fort Lauderdale. One of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, and then Lance was there because he was the previous winner. Angel was there because she was the previous winner.
Oh, they were on the boat.
Yeah, they were there. They was Angel was hosting because she was the winner the year before.
Okay.
So that was, you know, you already knew people there too. Yeah. And then because it's a black cruise, people knew us. Competition aside, they follow us online. Okay.
They already knew.
We was taking pictures and everything before. So it was just a good ass time.
Yeah,
a good time. And then the vibes was good. And then like, you know, you go on a regular cruise ship and, you know, music and elevators is whatever. But on this one, it was all R&B, hip hop, all the food was fire. Like it was just.
But this ain't no regular chain cruise. This ain't like
no. They do it once a year.
Got it.
They do it once a year, and I think they about to start selling tickets like soon. Because I told my family, like, if y'all want to do another,
so you
got to
go back next year.
Yeah, But I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'll go back. Yeah. Like, I was like, it was a lot of fun. And I want to do the whole week. Like, Lance did the whole week. And, you know, Lance don't even be like.
Wait, was Lance performing?
Him and Damon Williams did a show. No, sorry, him and Angels did a show, and Damon Williams and Sherry did a show.
Oh, okay.
So they did a night show separate from the company. Like, it shows every night. It's
Wait, who's
all kinda...
Damon Williams? I'm just playing.
That's funny. When we saw him, everybody was like, "Who? I know Damon Williams.
Yeah, I know Damon Williams, yeah.
And he was ripping. So he and Damon hosted all the concerts.
Ah, okay.
So he would come up and do the concerts and stuff like that, a little bit of time real quick up front, and then bring the, you know, the artists up. But it was just a good-ass time. It was pretty fire.
I'm scared to do my first cruise. I don't know when
it is. Yeah, yours coming up, ain't it?
I don't know yet. I haven't got a booking date yet.
They but you got the agent. Mm-hmm.
The Dynamo. So,
yo, so in my bio.
The Dynamo Tycoon.
In my bio, I say, oh, Chaz had to realize to give up being a football player when, you know, he didn't get past 5'7", something like that, whatever. So I don't know what about that she took, and she said, this 5'7 dynamo hitting the stage. And I was like, what out of all the things I hit?
Lansing, you sure you didn't write that in?
I didn't write what y'all saw. I didn't write that. That's what they wrote.
Where'd she get dynamo from?
Because in my bio, I said, Chaz realized to start doing comedy when he realized his 5'7 frame wasn't going to turn to a 6'3, something like that. Plus the concussions. It was like that. It was just a little joke in my bio. So my bio is two paragraphs. Flipped it. She took the one part, nothing else in there.
Never mind the punchline.
Yeah, the punchline. Nothing else in the two paragraphs that she take but this 5'7 dynamo.
So what?
And a dynamo that was all her, also. All she
who
took
hooked
what
you
I
up
wrote.
With that? Who or what made
the,
you?
The lady.
They just, she just found you?
Oh, no. I submitted to them because of Jamario McClain.
Why do I know that name?
You know Jamario.
So he works for them.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo. And then I was like, hey, Scott Jamario. They was like, oh, yeah, he told us about you. And I was like, good looking, Jamario. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a good look for him. I appreciate that.
I mean, we've been saying it for years, but, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You have been.
I wasn't ever going to do it until he was like, so I already told him about you. He was like, I told him about you.
Yeah.
So then I was like,
you know, Keon did tell you that he told
them
about you.
But Keon didn't say, hey, go find Chaz. They didn't, like that, Jamar
no,
was
I
like,
was asking people who wanted to do it, and everybody was saying
he
no.
He kind of did say who wants to do it. They don't
sure.
have to find
but
you.
But what I'm
I'll
saying is,
them.
Jamar said, here, I told them about you. And so then I was like.
Because that's because everybody want to do them now. So I'm glad everybody coming out. Like when I see G.
I don't think everyone can do them,
Kente.
Though.
Kente. Well, the problem is everybody can't wear it clean. That's the problem.
I think when Angel told me hers is PG-13 and they don't even want you to be clean wherever she's on.
It's you do it adult and family shows.
Angel told me the whole
yeah, well, on Royal, she does.
Yeah, she says, she said they only do, there's no restrictions.
Yeah. So it's like when people was asking me about it, like I wanted everybody to do it.
Right.
Because of the money. But people was like, I can't wear clean or I don't want to be out there. So when Chaz said he was doing it, I was very shocked
that
he was doing it.
I'm also shocked. And I'm more worried about shitting on myself than anything.
You gotta fly, bring the family.
You're good, though. You good.
Oh, he's going to do the Bahamas
tour? But don't let him, like I told you, don't.
Because Chaz struggles with flying. And you got to do the boat and flying?
That's what I'm worried. And that's why I've always said no, because that's what I'm always worried
about.
You know,
Chaz going to have a thing.
Dog, I'm about to be so doped up on whatever they can give me, bro, because... I get motion sickness riding in a car. Like, my motion sickness is horrible. So, dog, a little turbulence, I'd be like, oh, okay, I got to lock in on something. I got
to. Oh, well, yeah, then it's, you'll see.
Yeah.
So you'll then see I'm your
like,
first one.
But then I was like, yeah, you only got to do 45 minutes if you can last.
Oh, that was y'all days? You doing 45?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Are you doing, how many days are you doing? 3 weeks?
I have no idea.
He don't know because it depends on the cruise.
Oh, they ain't booked you. You ain't booked
you. Right, right.
He just got a cruise agent.
Right. So they're just saying that you'll start getting.
Bookings offers.
Coming up
yeah,
for 2026 yep. and 2027.
Okay.
So I was like, well, let me just start, you know, trying to figure out what I need to do. Because I was like, dude, if you can last 1 hour and perform for an hour, I was like, usually, even if I'm not feeling well, I've flown in before not felt well. But I go, once I'm on stage, I'm all right. You know, I go like, once I'm on stage, I'm usually fine. And then I feel better.
Then you only need 30 minutes.
And that's so the thing.
You're only doing,
like, if I could just,
isn't it multiple shows?
That's what I'm just saying. That if I can go, all right, I'm sick, but 30 minutes, get all the adrenaline in, and then you can go back in your room and shit in peace. I ain't gonna vomit all by myself again, right? I was like, you can do all that stuff. But do you have 30 minutes in you to stay on your feet and like
the drum meme will work.
Yeah, people on there. I see everybody's stickers on there. all the time. I thought you was getting in with G King's people at first. Nah. Because they all are. I think Kente's doing that, I guess.
Yeah, Kente and G's on the same crew.
That's the one you're trying to get on, right?
I'm trying to get on anything.
Why are you trying? Why are you doing this? Hey, man, I just like money, man. No, no, that's fine. But it's not like you don't be busy all the time.
Yeah, like money, man. He like... Take up your Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, I can take a Monday, Thursday, man. Give it on the road. I like money, man.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is that.
Like, what's wrong with working, baby?
No, you work a lot is what I'm saying. You're already really busy. So.
You got more days.
When are you going to be free enough to be like, I'm going to go.
I'm going to, if they send me some offers, I'm going to be like, I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
But also, he's going to have a lot. You have a lot of downtime on them shit. Yeah. You ain't doing nothing but your 30-minute show. I'll be laying down. I'll be watching Diners, Driving, and Dives.
Hey, that's my shit. For some reason, HGTV and Food Network are the best shows in hotels. When you're somewhere in a hotel.
I don't turn on my hotel TV.
At all?
Never.
It just be on.
If it's a playoff basketball game,
Yeah.
But I never.
My TV just be on to be on, bro.
I'm always on my phone. I'm on my phone.
Nah. I stay on driver's side. I'm 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, God, I stay on food.
I'll be writing, sit down. Next time I go to Hawaii.
You want to see my list?
I might too.
I got a big list.
This season, I've been to Buttsburg, Virginia. I know exactly where this place is. I love my favorite food spot.
Buttsburg.
I understand DC wanting to do it though. I get it.
I'm just like,
I keep
revenue coming in different.
Not only that, doing your own thing.
But
what if Marlon said tomorrow, hey, true. Fuck you, DC. True. You done.
Right.
You but you could. Saying?
I'm going to call the union.
Call the Teamsters?
Made of Teamsters.
Like, I understand people wanting their own thing.
No, you
at
just,
all
I just,
times.
Just different income. You know what I mean? Just coming in from different. We got it. We want it from.
You want six streams minimum.
Right.
I get it. I'm just saying, dude, you be busy as hell.
He needs to be.
You're already busy as hell.
He's still got two kids he got to take care of.
We
got
to work.
He ain't never letting them kids grow up.
I'm kicking Nene off the phone bill this year.
No, you're not, bro.
I was
saying that for
6 years,
bro.
She was still on her phone bill.
She got
a Super Bowl ring and still on here.
That's insane, bro. That's crazy.
She got a Super Bowl ring and still like, hey, Dad, I need 25.
I never thought I was one of these. I never thought I was a sucker of a dad. I might be a sucker of a dad, bro. Okay, bro.
Your bill's going to go up if you take her off.
No, it's going to go down.
Because you got
down.
The friends and family, so it's...
I'm taking her off.
How old are your kids now?
Nate's 25. Abby's 26. It's time to get off, bro.
You've been saying that for...
She's getting off this year. She promised she was. She said, all right, I'd leave this shit. I said, thank you so much.
DC can fast forward. DC, I didn't told y'all.
I can't do it no more. You can't have a Super Bowl ring and I'm paying your phone bill, bro.
Have you seen the ring?
No, I haven't seen it in person. We just put it in a safe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bank, yeah. Put it in the safe. Yeah.
She just put it in the safe. Stop trying to get dibs.
Now it's part yours.
You know, we had to make sure that everything was
I
all right.
I have a Super Bowl championship ring.
You got to keep paying that phone bill to keep it.
Bro, man, she needs to get off, man.
How much is it really, though? It's nothing. You got it, Dad.
It. Easy work, but it's still just a principle. Like,
I can't wait to see the post with you wearing the ring.
Oh, I can't wait to put that on.
Super Bowl.
Wait, are your daughters, they're of, like, serious dating age right now?
Yeah, they're boyfriends.
But I know that, but, like,
you mean like
where boyfriends might turn into,
husbands
and kids and shit.
I haven't let that cross my mind. No. I think they're both like super. No, Nene's super driven. Like she like wants to grow up in the company, and she knows. I don't know how
she's
long
like
she'll 20 wait.
20 years.
Yeah, she's
I
trying to
be reaching
yeah, she like yeah, she, exactly. Before the Eagles, that hit different.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know what
hey,
I mean?
Because by growing in that company, you hey,
man, it's different.
Yeah, you're the president of the operation.
Yeah. Right. She's like she wants to see how far she can go.
You dang right.
And Avi's doing the film thing and editing stuff. So she's like. I'm like, if you have a child now, I will slow you down.
Yeah.
Because you are the sole.
But they have boyfriends.
Yeah, they have boyfriends. So you are the sole person that's going to be responsible for that child. People don't, you know, women, they ain't your baby.
Yeah. Okay. How long have they been with the boyfriends?
I don't even.
You met them?
I met both of them. Avi's been with her boyfriend for like 3 years.
Oh.
And then Nate's been with her boyfriend for like maybe four.
Oh, they got time, man.
They got long, they yeah, some long time.
Yeah, since college.
Which one's the one that let you stay with them?
I never stayed with that nigga. I wish I would.
I wish I would. No, they came down here. When Ivy and her boyfriend came down here, and I got them a place to stay.
That was the longest one, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, they got time like 3 years since they were dating since college. So they're college boyfriends.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I used to be all uptight about it, and I was like,
"Who are you uptight 25, about?" 25, 26. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'm gonna be
you're
that
always
dude.
Gonna be uptight
dude.
When your daughter's yeah. dating.
He's one of those one that's respectful,
day. Right? Yeah. Such right. cool.
Yeah, one was trying to do comedy, and they called me, and she's like, "Can you help him?" I said, "No, hell nah."
Matter of fact, don't do this, bro. Don't do
yeah,
this.
So we gotta pay
you're not
your
gonna
dudes.
Take care of my baby with drink tickets.
But I tried to. I think B. Lou was gonna get him up in Atlanta, and so he went to the show in Atlanta, and for some reason. He couldn't get up, or you know,
yeah,
get
so
there. If you ain't got no,
if you're
it's
a comic,
hierarchy.
You understand
yeah.
what it
right.
is.
Right, it was like hey, that's part of dupe.
Lesson
process.
Learned,
yep,
young man.
Lesson learned.
So he from Atlanta.
From Atlanta, yeah.
He want to do stand up.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to. I don't know if he's still doing it.
He gonna get. He want to get. He want to get bigger than DC.
I'm gonna have your dad open it for me. Yeah.
I'd be mad as hell if I had to open it. Oh,
coming to the stage.
Say, coming to the stage.
My father-in-law.
My no, DC has to open for him.
If I have to, open for him, yeah. have to bring this nigga.
My son-in-law.
This nigga be dating my daughter.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna turn. I just know. All I know is I tell him like, "Hey, man, if you dreaming still, this ain't time to have no baby."
Have you seen any of his material?
I've never seen him go up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've never seen him go up. I tell him that if you dreaming still, this ain't. You could hop into that life if you want to, marriage and all that stuff. But if you're dreaming and you want to focus on this dream, you got to sacrifice.
Oh, shit.
Don't be like me. Don't fuck up like me.
You the daddy.
I barely made it.
You the daddy that when she come out the bathroom, her boyfriend gone and shit, because you done told her, hey, if you want to make it, you got to leave all this bullshit alone. You got to focus on yourself.
You can't trust nobody.
And yourself only.
Every girl going to hold you back, brother.
Your daughter crying.
It's all right.
Yeah. I just gave him the word.
It's the real. They in fields. They in the fields where they like.
I wish I was a little more.
Especially just starting off.
Yeah.
This is her second year third year in the NFL. No, she did 1 year with the Colts, and this is her second year with the Eagles. So
you got to tell them because this comedy game is cold.
Right.
Cold. Even if you make it to the top, you could be gone the next day.
Yeah, the next day. So you got to have rich friends that you can be like, hey, man, can I hop on your show?
Hey, buddy. Shit. How you doing?
Keon, Tony Baker. And people think that if they do stand-up, they're going to make money and be famous.
That's a misconception.
A big misconception.
Big misconception.
You make your money. That's why.
You got to make your money as you go.
And make it on other stuff.
You can be funny and be everybody's favorite comedian that's a comedian, but nobody wants to see you.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't understand how much merch I was bringing myself to a show. And
you
like,
bring merch on the cruises?
No,
a lot. A lot of people don't know how hard it is to sell tickets in this day and age.
I know. Shit.
You're not the
matter of fact, they just told me my number for Houston right now.
What'd they say?
Not good enough. It's not good enough at all.
Not good enough.
There's only a few, on the black side, there's only a few. How many people selling out consistently every weekend?
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful of comedians in general.
Like, yeah, it's only a handful.
I mean, we can name a lot of people. Maybe 30 total right now?
Yeah, we can name a lot of people, but it's still really low.
It's a low percentage, bro.
Of who can sell out every week.
Every weekend. Shit.
Yeah. Every city they go to. And then there's those guys who can do stadiums and theaters, right? There's levels.
Those are the super. That's like 1%.
We're talking about,
the point. That's the point.
Yeah, and probably less.
That's the NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point one.
Yeah. And you got your guys who just sell out a weekend.
NCAA. And most of them gonna go professional in other fields.
Right. And then you got your guys that can sell out clubs consistently every
that's
weekend.
That's NCAA.
NCAA.
If you sell out
clubs every weekend. Theaters would be NBA.
No, theaters actually NCAA. Arenas is NBA.
No.
Arenas is
NBA champion.
Yeah, arenas is.
Yeah, arenas is big.
You're in the playoffs.
If you can sell out a theater,
you're a all-star.
If you can sell out a 1,200-seater, because 1,500.
But honestly,
you got a shoe deal
but honestly,
and everything.
If you can sell out clubs on the weekends, no, you're on the NBA roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know where you are.
Absolutely.
You're a starter.
But you're
absolutely.
Even if you're on the bench.
You're a starter. If you can sell out clubs every weekend, you're a starter.
You can sell out clubs and weekends.
That's why I said we're NCAA.
NCAA.
Because if he just said arenas is NBA, I'm like, all right, then you have to trickle down accordingly.
Because on any NBA roster, you have levels. You got your starters, you got your all-stars, you got your We're definitely in college still. Okay. Yeah. We're in the game. We're in.
If you're going to clubs and adding shows, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're doing amazing.
You're a pro.
Because yeah, now okay. You're one step away from hitting theaters. Because eventually yeah. You got to be like, oh, I got to do it one night.
That means here. You can do a theater occasionally. You're like, I'm going to do a theater.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to come back and do a small 1,000-seat theater, see how this one goes. Uh-huh. But yeah, you got to start
moving. So arenas, we said, is what? You're Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing a ring, dog,
like, yeah, Kevin Hart, them, they're LeBron. They're, yeah, LeBron.
You're Gabriel Iglesias.
You're
yeah.
Fluffy. So the Kevin Harts, the Gabriel, that's LeBron, Giannis, Steph, that's them.
Yeah.
Right? And then you got the people who are starters in the league, who are doing the theaters and clubs.
Draymond.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. they solid.
They solid. You champion. Know his face. You, yeah, yeah, the champion. You know
what I mean? Halliburton. You're excited. Oh, yeah. A lot of people's favorite comedians.
LaMelo, mm-hmm. You know, all yeah. Of them. And then you got us waiting to be drafted.
Yeah.
In the G League.
In the G League.
G League for 20 years.
Trying our best. Just trying to get in
there. Trying to be a 40-year-old rookie.
You're happy when 75 people show up. That's what we
Hey,
at.
The funniest shit was Keon getting excited for the first time ever. Wow. They're all here for me.
Man, that was great. Where was that at again?
San Diego.
Because like 100 people.
It don't happen again. Then you wait. You wait for the next
Watching
one.
Watching Keon shift, be excited.
Because the ticket sales before that was so bad.
I never seen him be excited. And then, in the years I've known him.
In San Diego, right? Diego's a tough spot, bro.
Bro, and they came. Because like,
Diego's
oh,
so
God.
Spread out that wherever they come from, for the most part, if you're not in that, where's that area where it's just cracking it? Were you there?
Downtown?
No, I wasn't downtown.
Yeah, if you're not in that area, you're
like
far out.
Little gaslight.
you're in the palace.
Everything be hard,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, where's the mic drop? I don't know where area mic drop is, but.
That's, I forgot.
The mic drop's out. On
it's,
that's,
it's not
that's
in Claremont
yeah,
or
that's
some shit
did.
Like that.
You're right. Talking about American Comedy Club?
That's in the
you?
Heart.
Yeah.
That's but where we were at, mic drop is.
Mic drop's in the cuts.
Yeah, it's a little out there.
That shit
but,
be
but
hard,
then, But then there's still like La Jolla, which is even further out.
That's even further out.
Yeah.
So that moving tickets be every, it's just stressful. And the fucked up part is they know you coming and they ask you to come and they be, when it come to press and purchase, they be like, nah,
they
I'm
make,
good,
they,
what it is,
sometimes they make so many other.
I'm good.
If you're not at a certain level for people sometimes, level, quote unquote,
absolutely.
They're like,
absolutely.
I'll go do this instead. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how it happens. Not knowing that the person that they're paying to see now was once at where right. We're at.
And trying harder.
Yeah, working
where they
harder.
At now, they're yeah. Like, man, I'm good. I'm good. Like, you come see me, I'm giving you the best I got.
The show.
I'm giving you everything I got because I don't know when the next one's going to be. And I'm so appreciative that you came right. And I'm giving Thank you everything.
You know what I'm trying to set up right now? And it might work is that I'm trying to do this monthly show in Tarzan. It's like a wine kind of spot, right? But I don't want to sell tickets. What I'm trying to do is just get sponsorship. So I've been emailing, talking to a lot of different companies about this amount of dollars to say your brand, do promos for it. Once you know, it's funny. I got like one
Did
little.
Did you say at a winery?
It's not a winery. It's a it's called like vinos and tapas, which is wine in Spanish. But they do wines and they do like little tapas, like little yeah, plates, little right? Plate. So it's a really cool spot. And me and Yo were there once, and they were just doing. Yeah, see,
they had a good. It's a good setup, good stage. Or you're gonna have to make it fit.
I'd have to make it fit. So we went there and they were just having like a. They just had the dude playing.
Marciotti.
Like, he was yeah. Just, it's just a regular guy playing.
I tried.
Mariachi.
They had a Maserati band.
They're playing Banda music.
Get off my back.
But they had a whole nother section when I went outside. They was like, oh, you check out this side. And I was like, oh, this shit is classy as hell.
Oh, outside comedy.
Yeah, I'll show you the pictures. I was like, okay. I said, okay. But then I was like, I don't want to sell tickets. I want to be able to get people to say, hey, I'll give you, $500. You promote us on your IG, you promote us on your podcast. My bad. Yeah. You promote us on your podcast. And you get this many, commercials.
How's parking? They had a parking lot?
It's just street parking. So after 8, it's all free street parking. It's on Ventura. It's like it's right next to Mitch's spot, kind of. So across
Fuego.
The street.
Oh. By Fuego.
Yeah, it's like across
that's
the street.
That's not far from me.
And down a little. Yeah,
that's a good area.
It's
not too far from me.
I know what place you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a little spot.
It's not too far from me.
Then it gets bigger.
Did you mention it to him? Or did you just do bag and bottle deals?
Mitch's.
Did you mention like, oh, go ahead, Craig.
Why don't you just do a bag and bottle deal? So if it's at a winery, people who come in, you just tag an extra $2 to each bottle that they buy while they're there during your show, and you get your payment off each bottle sold.
Which you're going to have to explain.
Pretty much a sponsorship.
Well, explain this to me afterwards, because okay. You're going to make me think.
Gotcha.
And I gotta go, hold on, let me slow down.
Did you mention, hey, you guys want to do comedy here?
Yeah, I talked to them. I talked to the owner. They were like, because I pitched them an idea, like an event kind of thing, like this date
What's
night
it called?
Event.
What's the place called?
Tapas. Vino and tapas. And so I pitched them not just like a show, but like a thing. You know what I mean? So I was like, I want to do this kind of show where it's me hosting. It's a date night thing in general. So it's like, I'm going to bring up the oldest couple in the room with the youngest couple in the room, have them interact, have a comedian go up.
Are you
like
doing a dating game?
Like this. It's not the dating game, but it's like, we're going to ask, I want the young couple to ask the older couple questions. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be like, well, how did you guys get through fights? How did blah, 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 blah. And so then there's that, and there's the jokes, there's all that good stuff.
Okay.
So I just got to make sure I orchestrate.
Oh, yeah, I dream about this all the time.
Yeah, dog, it's right down the street. So anyways.
So it'll be not just a comedy show. You're going to be doing more like a game show type.
No, it's just a show type. It's not a game show, but, you know, it's just
variety
just
show?
Variety? Sure.
It's an audience participation show.
They're definitely involved. But it's like you know, when people bring somebody up on stage, they be doing the most nowadays. When you see the clips, when they be bringing people
like
on stage.
Yeah,
they be doing the most sometimes. I was like, I don't want to do all that. But I do want to have, I just want to make a super dope date night thing. That's my whole goal.
Okay.
That's what they come out for anyways. So I was like, I just want y'all to know, like, this is a date night thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not, you don't have to look. It's going to say date night on here. So I'm out for the date night. But I just didn't want to have to sell tickets like that. So I was like, oh, if I can get this company, this
probably
company.
Probably should be just free.
I think I'm gonna do that. I think I'm gonna make it free and see if
like
I can get
free
sponsors
to get it
for
going until it gets a buzz and you be like, hey.
And then I want to take it on the road,
right?
And then,
but people, off the back, probably just free.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And then the owner would be happy just bringing people in.
Yeah, they just want the drinks and the food. Yeah.
And then people will come in, and so that's what I'm thinking. That something like that would be. That's what I'm trying to build. And I didn't want to do it at a club because they're gonna want you to sell tickets and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And the pressure of that.
Selling tickets sucks.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to do all that. I don't want to do all that. I'd rather help a smaller place because they got like 1,300 followers on IG. And I'm like, nigga, you're going to get at least a couple from me.
How was the food?
The tapas are dope. It's just little, but you'll see it online and you'll be like, oh, these little things are good. And I want them to keep their happy hour. You know, they have a different time for happy hour. But I'm going to do, keep your happy hour. I'll hit you on a slow Tuesday night or some shit like that, Wednesday. We'll get this shit cracking. Once a month, get it to grow.
The Valley. The Valley needs something anyway. Yeah. I just recently had dinner with a comedian that lives out there, white dude. He was like, man, we need a show out here. Like, people, we be trying to get people to come from, like, our, you know, kids they play sports with or whatever, come to Flappers or whatever, Hollywood. They were like, it's far. But if there
for
was something
in the
Woodland Hills, Encino, Tarzana, something like that, that did, like, a comedy show, they would pull up. They just don't want to drive hella far. So I'm trying to find a venue to
It's been running across my mind.
It's been running across a lot of
Monday spot.
Just find a spot so people can come out.
Yeah. So I don't want to do it on Mondays because, like, Mitch, I might even just do it on a weekend. Like, fuck it.
Mitch's is not every Monday, though.
His is once a month?
I think it's once a month.
Even
if it wasn't.
Yeah, his is once a month.
There's enough people for
comedy. They'll just go from your spot to his spot.
Because I had another homie who does Tuesdays. I think in the same spot, actually. And then I was like,
I don't want to do the same spot.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't want it to be in the same day, same area, same something like that. So I was like, we just keep it separate. But yeah, man, I was like, selling tickets, man, when people actually probably give you money to shout them out.
Sounds
much different. Especially you, Keon. You got 100 grand. I gotta reach out to some companies who are local, bro. Like, look, man, I'll promo you this for $1,000 a month, bro. And you'll get this, and this. And
here's my numbers.
Yeah, here's my numbers.
I do have the numbers.
Here's the podcast for it. I'm like, hop. You just gotta talk to a lot of different people. Yeah. I've done it and I don't even have 20 grand. And I've got people to be like, all right, well, Leah, send us this and at least interested in it.
I did a drop in New York.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, this place was like, well, they was cool anyway. They was like, oh, come by. And I brought my family back. They was like, you brought people back. So they gave me some stuff on the house. And then they was like, tell us about the place. And I heard somebody say, man, you see his followers? So they was like, hey, could you do I was like, yeah, no problem,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And they was like, appreciate it.
What kind of place was it?
This dumpling spot. It was good, too. Brooklyn Dumpling House. It was.
They gave you free shit?
Hell, free shit. But it was like, but I want to do something in the Valley. Because, one, I don't want to keep going to Flappers. But two, I think it'd be easier for me to fill a small room locally.
A restaurant somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah, than trying to do that.
It's been on my mind for a while. I'm always talking to Craig.
There's a big,
especially how here in this area.
Everybody wanting to see comedy, but
Yeah,
Hollywood's too far.
Yeah,
Burbank too far.
Even Burbank too far.
No, it should just be expensive, bro. Yeah. I'd be like, I really thought about that. I was like, you're going to charge people $20. It's two of them. We're
you know how many times I thought about doing it in my backyard because I have the room?
You should.
But that area over there, they consider going past the 405. Like,
I'm right. over there. We're taking a journey now.
A lot of people want to just stay. A lot of people want to stay on the streets. Can I get here on the streets and not take an hour?
I've thought about my backyard so many times.
You should, dog.
Parking, though.
My street got plenty of parking.
It's plentiful.
Hell of parking.
Get Chaz out there.
I just don't want anybody I don't want everybody to know where I live.
A little valet vest on.
He's a bathroom.
Hey, well, we got the garage now. Down, they can go in there.
You just set up the garage. Yeah. Yeah.
Ducks.
So I could do it. I just don't want people to know where I live.
That's what you will have. You have some ducks and chickens heckling people.
I gotta wrap up.
Yeah. Where you gonna be, DC?
Man, we in H-Town this weekend, man. Shows is already, I think they almost all sold out, man.
Must be. Oh, well, then that means...
Hey, yeah.
Did y'all come see me on Saturday since you can't see Marlon?
Houston Improv Wild Child Tour, man. August 15th through the 17th. And then we're going to spin the block and go to Addison, Texas, and do the Addison Improv. August 21st through the 24th. Get your tickets ASAP, like.
Yeah, I'll be at, they just changed the venue. So I will be at The Hive in Houston, August 16th, one night only. Ticket sales right now, plenty left. Plenty tickets left. I can't wait till I get famous, nigga. Goddamn, this shit's annoying. Hey, it's annoying when your talent don't match the, you know what I mean? Like, you be like, I'm really good. Like, I'm really good at this. That's like, goddamn.
That's what drives people to do
that's
drugs.
That's what the annoying part. It's not that people don't come. It's like, you be like, I'm really nice. Mm-hmm. And if y'all, and everybody who does come be like, this nigga really nice. And I'm like, y'all just don't be pulling up. And like DC said, they wait till you're famous.
Right.
It's like, you can see me now for 25 versus in a couple years for 50.
Shout out to Moyo and Star held down the chat today. We see
y'all. Yeah, they did. Oh, for sure. So, tickets, KeonPoli.com for everything on my link tree. At The Hive, August 16th, 7:30. Get your tickets. Pull up.
And Keon probably be hanging around with us in Hollywood.
Keon be sounding so defeated.
I do, bro.
Houston.
There's tickets.
You're putting in the work, bro.
Because you promote for months, and they be like, I'm coming.
You can get
in
if you want
there,
to, or you can
like,
go fuck yourself.
You're putting in the work,
you'd
man.
Be like, God damn, bro. But then the cool part is, the people who do show the 40, 50 that do show be lit.
Be dope as
and you'd be like, God, so you really appreciate it. You'd be like, man, you guys that did come were amazing. Mm-hmm. I just wish, like this time I did New York, it was a whole different group from the first time I came. And I was like, if all y'all could come at the same time, that'd be great. Like, that'd be great. But they be lit, so I don't want to be mad at them because I'm like, you guys are fire when you come. It's just they don't be pulling up. But anyway, yeah, get your tickets.
If you want to, whatever.
Yeah, it's your call. I understand. I get it.
I'm nowhere, but I shall have, I believe, Shantae Wayans today on Lacaroni and Chaz, so catch that live. If you don't catch it, you got to wait a month if you're not on the Patreon. Otherwise, hop on a Patreon for $5 and you can catch the live and you can
watch Shantae's doing it today? Mm-hmm. She's coming to the studio?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
You can watch us make a fool. Act a fool. I got nothing. I'm chilling for a while. So the kids started school this week, so we're hanging out, getting everything situated.
Oh, you did her school shopping and all that?
Well, I didn't do any
morning
of that stuff.
Sex.
That's for them. You know what I'm saying? That's for the women to do. I don't do any of that stuff.
Nice to do that shit.
At Craig Wayne's on everything.
We out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.